Time now for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends on it.
You are listening to AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you listen? Please do not ask for your power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you listen?
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal privilege.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life, living my life, living my life. as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. But get to me. There's much, 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 much to talk about. Look, here we are. The morning after 3 years before. The morning after 3 years before. When we began an assault on a sovereign nation. We began dropping bombs, daisy cutters, bomblets on a country with no Air Force, no Navy, no Army. We were told mission accomplished. We've been told that the major assaults are over. It's basically we're in the cleanup, mop-up phase. We were told that it was not about the oil. We were told that there will be no permanent bases there. We were told that we would be treated as liberators. We were told that we would win this war. We were told that this war is in response to 9/11. We were told that we would find Saddam Hussein. We were told this is about Osama bin Laden. Which, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, members of the jury, which of those statements turned out to be true? Can you say none? Were any of those statements true? In a word, no. 3 years later, we're at the morning after 3 years before. And like the guilty lover getting out of the bed in the morning after the night before, what the heck was I thinking? What the heck was I thinking? It was wrong. Shouldn't have done it. And that's where we are in the Iraqi war. It was wrong. Shouldn't have done it. And you know what's so amazing? You know what's so phenomenal? You know what is just so interesting. George W. Bush has given a couple of speeches, and he's going to try to speechify his way. Isn't it amazing? The D student trying to talk his way out of it. How many three-syllable words will he use that he doesn't know the meaning of? But as George W. Bush begins his effort to speechify his way out of this, I want you to look at the words that he's using. You know what word is missing in the speechification by George W. Bush? You know what's missing in the speechification? The word war. As many in the news, as the print has have acknowledged, have reported, and people are starting to talk about it, George W. Bush didn't use the word war. Not once. And what is phenomenal, I mean, I understand that somebody told them that, you know what, we just got to stick to our guns on this. I understand that someone told them that. I really do. I understand that, because when you're sitting around in a round table in your 15-minute meetings, policy meetings with George W. Bush. Other administrations, there are 3 or 4 or 5, 6 all night policy meetings with George Bush. There's 15 minutes of a meeting, because that's about how long his attention span is. But when they sit around for these 15-minute meetings, I'm certain that somebody says, stick to your guns. But what is mystifying is that why doesn't someone have a reality check and say, sticking to our guns means that we have to say that the execution of this war is working. What on earth do we have to point to demonstrate that this war is working? The polls? Well, more than two-thirds of Americans think that George W. Bush is mishandling events in Iraq, and almost a third believe civil war in the country is imminent. Huh? So you want to come to us and say that this is working? More U.S. adults are pessimistic about their situation in Iraq since the bombing of the shrine and the ensuing sectarian violence. 68% of those interviews gave a negative rating of Bush's current handling of the events in Iraq. 30% were positive. The president's rating slipped from a previous survey in January, where 61% were negative and 36% were positive. Asked about the possibility of a civil war in Iraq in the next 6 months, 30% of those polled said that the war was extremely or very likely, with another 20% saying that it was likely. What does that mean? 50% say that civil war is coming. So what does that mean? Americans are getting it. And it's not just that. The latest national survey by the Pew Research Center for People and the Press, and this was a survey that was conducted March 8th through the 12th, a sharp rise in the number of Americans who believe that the United States is losing ground in preventing a civil war. Two-thirds, 66%, say that we're losing ground. That's up from 48% in January. We've gone from 48% in January to 66%. Half of the public says that the U.S. should bring its troops home from Iraq as soon as possible. Seven out of every ten Americans believe that Bush lacks a clear plan for ending the war successfully. Do you hear what I'm saying? 7 in 10. What is that, math majors out there? What percentage would that be? Would that be 70? Would that be 70%? And when you do Democrats, it's 89%. 79% of independents believe that Bush lacks a clear plan on resolving the conflict. 40% of Republicans share this opinion. That's a big number for Republicans. That's a big number. And the rest are too scared to say, yeah, I'm down with that too. You're right, he don't know what the heck he's doing. These are remarkable times. So when George W. Bush sits down for his 15-minute national security briefings, and the decision coming out of those meetings is, we're going to say that it's working, what idiot is getting a paycheck that we're paying for that pushed him to that? Madness. It's working? Where it's better than it was before? There's good news. There's positive news. There's empowering news. I mean, I have never seen a media more cowed to do anything, to say anything. They'd rather let an umbrella or let their smile be their umbrella. They'd rather do that. But there is no good news to come out of Iraq. People we've hired are saying, there's not a civil war coming, we're in a civil war. These are amazing times, y'all. These are amazing times. And made even more amazing by the stupefyingly stupid decisions that are coming out of this White House. And when all else fails, what do you do? You bring up Hitler. You bring up Hitler. Of course, if you're on the left and you bring up Hitler, howls like you never heard before come from the right. They're bringing up the comparison of Hitler. No, it's wrong. This isn't anything like Hitler. Why do people... Well, then explain to me why Donald Rumsfeld said if we pull out now, it would be like abandoning our allies and Hitler would win. Huh? These are amazing times. These are absolutely amazing times. 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my toll-free long-distance number. And if you want to email me, do that, please, at revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. We have much, 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 much. Did I say much? We have much to talk about. Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, when you talk about Hitler, I don't know the veracity of it, but I've heard mentioned over the past years about Bush's grandfather having something to do with the Nazi Party in Germany.
Oh, that's absolutely true. That is absolutely true.
The thing is about these polls, you know, this Russ Feingold, everybody seems to be stepping away from him. I wonder what the public thinks.
Well, the polls have shown that 45 to 50% of Americans polled about the censure request said that they're down with Feingold.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've never had occasion to call my congressman, but I'm going to do it sometime this week. And I'm going to tell him straight out, if he doesn't stand for this, then I will vote against him in this next election.
It's absolutely madness. Feingold was right. We need to censure this president, and the American people are right on this, and the Democrats are a bunch of cowering cowards for running away from him.
That's a fact. I thank you very much for your time.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. We have some interesting news coming out about the St. Louis Public Schools and this election, some connections between some of the candidates and this race. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to have some of that information. And we're also going to have a breaking story for you all probably tomorrow on what's going on with the St. Louis Public Schools election. We're going to do that tomorrow. But you don't want to miss the next couple of after the next break about some issues coming out of the St. Louis Public Schools with this school board election. Don't miss that in the next after we take this break. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. Please don't forget that we are archived at whiterosesociety.org, archived at whiterosesociety.org. Let me get to one or two callers before I go. Carl?
Liz?
Yes?
This is Clark.
Okay.
I will talk rather briefly here. In my opinion, what the president has done, he should be tried and executed. Thank you very much.
We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, I love this. I love this song. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. I'll be back.
Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Northbound 55 from Richardson to Bayless. No problems to report there. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to River to Pear looks good. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson to Lindbergh is on the move. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall to Blanchett Bridge look for. No problems to report there. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way into West Florida and everything is rolling steady. Eastbound 40 from McKnight to Hanley look for. No problems to report there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road all the way into 79. You can expect delays. Westbound 55. 70 from 4th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing. Look for no problems to report there. Westbound 64 at 5570 looks good. And northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything is on the move. Kings Highway at Pine. There's a report of an overturned vehicle. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's leader in financial specialized staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. this evening till 12 p.m. on Tuesday. Otherwise, rain and sleet likely this afternoon. No sleet accumulation is expected. The high will be in the mid-40s, but the temps will be falling in the afternoon. This evening, rain, sleet, and snow accumulation around 2 inches with a low in the lower 30s. Tuesday, snow likely. Accumulation of about 1 inch. Total snow accumulation is expected around 3 inches. With a high in the mid-30s. Then Tuesday evening, colder, mostly cloudy with a low in the lower 20s. And on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 43 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 42. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, it's Kevin
and Sue McCarthy
of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
There's nothing like a lively conversation among friends, but sometimes the discussion can get a little too lively. Name-calling is not allowed, nor is verbal sniping at other callers or hosts. Remember, you can disagree without being disagreeable. Just a reminder from your friends at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
It's tax time! Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest, because they're dependable, because they're respectful, and because they have a check-cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
The Wake Up Call wants to make you a winner, and here's how. Every day when you hear the sounder, be the third caller, and you'll be registered for our Friday Because We Care giveaway. Each Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be choosing at least two names from those registered. The winners receive a Because We Care package, which might include a book by a recent guest, a coffee mug, a t-shirt, or other assorted goodies. You must pick up your package at the WGNU studios on Union within 7 days. It's our way of saying thank you for being part of the Wake Up Call family, where all you have to do to learn and win is listen.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns, call your neighbors and let them know who to support, and if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon it.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
What's your number, baby? This is Liz Brown. What's your number? My number is 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Scott.
Yeah. Rami, yeah, he was saying, he's afraid that Iraq will fall to the Nazis. I mean, he must not have much confidence in the Iraqi puppet government.
The one that they put in place, the one that we spent trillions of dollars on.
Yeah.
Must not.
He also said that, you know, it'd be like leaving Eastern Europe to the Soviets, but we did leave Eastern Europe to the Soviets. And eventually they were liberated, so.
Whoo! These are amazing times. And if you notice, if you listen to any of the speechifying by George W. Bush in these last couple of days in the lead up to today, he never mentions the word war. He never uses the word war.
So Karl Rove said, don't mention the word war.
And that means that, you know, it's kind of like when you were little and you closed your eyes and you thought because you couldn't see anybody, everybody had disappeared.
Right.
So, you know, if he keeps saying that there's no war, then there won't be any war.
Oh, boy.
All right.
It just goes on from day to day.
Thank you, Scott. 4-0-400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I want to take a minute right quick because we are coming closer and closer to the elections here in the city of St. Louis, in the St. Louis public schools election. I have to throw this out at you. We're going to have a major announcement, I believe, tomorrow about something that's happening in the St. Louis public schools race. But I do want to comment on a couple of things. Over the weekend, we saw in North St. Louis the splattering of yellow Clinksdale and Clinksdale, Shamel, and Beaufort sleigh signs all over North St. Louis. And what I thought was interesting, the same disrespect that is shown for the children in the city of St. Louis public schools is the same type of disrespect that is being shown for the city of St. Louis with these signs. They're just put everywhere. They plop them down, put them anywhere, all up and down the street on people's property that they don't ask people, and all over the schoolyards, which is public property. They're not allowed to put the signs there, but all up and down Union, all up and down Delmar, we saw these Klingsdale, Shamel, and Buford Slay signs. And it's almost like then the pro-democracy, pro-education tooth fairies came down and plucked all those signs up, because today I don't see the signs. I still see Donna Jones signs. I still see Peter Down signs. But like the little, pro-education, pro-baby tooth fairies, they plucked all of those. Shamel, Slay, Buford, Klingsdale signs up, and they're not there. I saw a, someone had the nerve to put a Klingsdale Buford sign on Roy's transmission lot, right in front of his business. I drove by it, and then I 15 minutes later, I drove back the other direction, and it was gone. All up and down Riverview. It's like this wonderful little pro-education, pro-babies, pro-community tooth fairies plucked all those signs up. And I say, you know what? Keep plucking away. Keep plucking away. It's funny as heck. You see all of those signs go down, and then all of a sudden, the signs are gone. It's like magic. It's like magic. Don't tell me that the babies don't have anything to do on their spring break. Ooh, it's like magic. The signs are mostly gone. They are mostly gone. And again, I say two thumbs up for the tooth fairy. Go ahead on. Keep plucking those signs. Because they're not supposed to be in private and public ways like that. I guess they can't find any yards out there of citizens that are willing to put their signs in their yards. I haven't seen anybody's yard that has one of those Shamel Slay signs in them. Haven't seen one. I don't even know if Jim Buford Slay has enough nerve to put it in his own front yard. I don't even know. Rumor has it that he doesn't even have it in his own yard. Because I know good and well that they didn't go up and down his private street and plop those signs down. I know they showed didn't go up and down his private street. And I know they didn't go up and down Darnetta Klingsdale Shamel's yard or street and put those signs down indiscriminately. But that's okay. We have a tooth fairy out there, a pro-education, pro-the-babies, pro-community tooth fairy that's busy, busy, busy plucking those signs up. Well, that's what you do. With rotten teeth, you plug them out, right? That's what you're supposed to do. So keep plucking away. And it has been brought to my attention that Joe Clark, another candidate for the St. Louis Public Schools, daughter works for the superintendent, works for Craig Williams. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? You kind of wonder about the ability of an individual to be, what's the phrase I'm looking for? I'm gonna have to go military on you. Hoorah! I'm gonna have to go military on you. You wonder about the ability of a person to be all they can be when they have relatives working directly for the superintendent, and relatives that are working hard for the superintendent. How independent can you be? Because that is what Joe Clark brought to me in the meeting that I had with him before he walked out, and apparently he didn't like what I had to say, or the questions I was asking. But he said that he was fiercely independent. How can that be so when your son-in-law is Rodney Hubbard, who hasn't met a handout from charter schools people and voucher people that he had liked and taken and bragged on, $10,000 worth of handouts he's gotten from voucher people. That's his son-in-law. That's Joe Clark's son-in-law. And his daughter works for the superintendent. How independent can you be? I'm just asking. I'm just asking. Did y'all know that? Now you do. You're on the wake-up call, Bob.
Yes. Liz, could you tell me about those political signs you were just talking about? Is it illegal for them to put them in the, like, the median in between the curb and sidewalk?
It sure is.
They have those Buford Clinkstill signs everywhere.
Pluck them up. Pluck them up. They're not supposed to be there.
That's what I thought.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. Lamar.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Chris?
Yes.
Oh, how you doing? The reason I was calling is I don't know if you happen to catch C-SPAN this weekend, but they had our former hand-picked a representative for the Iraqi people on, and he was telling the American people
what did he say? What did he say?
To get their head out of the sand.
That's right.
And realize that there is a civil war going on in Iraq.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's saying it.
Absolutely. If he's saying it, now what?
You know, I mean, what are these guys doing up there? And, you know, and the sales job is on. Also, there's one other point I wanted to bring across. I watched 60 Minutes last night and saw how the administration is denying the scientists to say what they need to say about the greenhouse effect that's going on in the world and how the polar caps are melting.
Well, why would an administration that's lying in front of your face about the state of the war lie about the environment? Why wouldn't
they? Well, yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I think I just woke up this morning in a new world. I don't know.
All right. All right. Thanks.
I just wanted to make that point.
Thank you, Lamar. Great point. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We're taking a break. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. We're taking a break. We're taking a break.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some cashmere.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Baghdad. The military says it is investigating the actions of a dozen Marines who engaged in a gun battle with insurgents last year. During a roadside ambush, the Marines fired back at the insurgents near the town of Haditha, about 140 miles north of Baghdad. But 15 civilians were killed when they were caught in the crossfire, and that's the reason for the investigation. The circumstances of the attack were described as follows. A roadside bomb went off as an American and Iraqi patrol passed by, and then small arms fire broke out. One Marine and eight insurgents then died during the gunfire. The official report said the civilians died when the bomb exploded, but a journalist traveling with the convoy filed a discrepancy report over the issue. And Dateline Laredo, Texas. You probably never expected this would be happening in America, but now kidnapping insurance is a big seller around the Texas-Mexico border area. An insurance executive in Laredo, Texas, says his brokerage is serving as an outlet for the coverage through the large New York firm of AIG. Sales in the areas around Laredo have doubled in the last year. Wealthy people are snapping these policies up at premiums ranging from $1,800 to $7,500 a year for $1 million worth of coverage or more. There are 26 outstanding abduction cases in the area around Laredo. Several others have been released and two others have been found dead. But most people who get kidnapped never report the abduction because many of their families believe that telling authorities about him would do more harm than good. And we're talking about American citizens. The kidnap insurance is not talked about very much because if the people who have it are revealed, they could then become a sure target for groups wanting money fast. Even the insurance companies themselves are refusing to say much about the coverage. It's not believed that the drug cartels are behind most of these abductions, but instead, the general breakdown of law and order have opened up the door for common thugs to engage in kidnap activity. This is your Wake-Up Call Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger on AM 920 WGNU, the station that discusses what matters the most to you. Join me from 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake-Up Call host Liz Brown. This National Forum for Black Public Administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray from Higher Ground. You can hear me from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I look forward to talking to you folks.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends on it.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. In the next hour, I want you to know that we're going to have Dr. Rashad Zaidan, a pharmacist who lives in Baghdad. She was a practicing pharmacist until 2003 when the war began. In 2005, she sold her pharmacy and devoted herself full-time to working with an organization entitled Women and Knowledge Society. They deal with all aspects of women's rights and works with victims of war, especially widows and orphans. She's going to be joining us in the next hour to talk about the war in Iraq, 3 years later. You don't want to miss that hour. Let me get to some of my calls here. Eddie.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I want to challenge you, if I could, from a different perspective.
Okay.
I'm a Ron Paul Republican, totally opposed to the Bush crime family. Make no mistake about it.
Okay.
However, as a subscriber, I read him every week in the American Free Press. I don't know if you get that newspaper or heard of it out of Washington or not.
Mm-hmm.
But in the American Free Press, they've talked about a guy like Donald Rumsfeld, who is a part of the Cerberus Corporation. which owns about 200 of Burger Kings across the country, the Alamo National car rental chain. They've also bought out the second largest bank in Israel, the Leumi Bank. And this is a very important company, and Donald Rumsfeld is heavily invested in it. Dan Quayle is chairman of the board, and this is what I want to challenge you on. While I oppose George Bush and what he's done, Michael Moore doesn't even want to touch it, and that is the Israeli connection to all of this, Liz. When you look at the fact that Jack Abramoff, Scooter Libby are both American Jews with emotional and economic ties to Israel, and yet the anti-Semitic charge is all they have to throw back at you when you get into this area. But people like Michael Collins Piper there in Washington at the American Free Press have been talking about this since the week since the war started, Liz. I throw that at you because some of the things they say dovetails what Minister Farrakhan himself says up in Chicago about this same phenomena. When are we going to have the open discussion of what Pearl, Wolfowitz, Wormser, and Doug Feith, all of them in the Bush administration, all of them with ties to Israel, that, I believe, Liz, is the enemy within, and it's the elephant in the room that a lot of people don't want to discuss.
I agree with you that it is certainly the elephant in the room that people are very unwilling to talk about. People are unwilling to talk about what's really happening to the Palestinians. I try to bring that out on my show as much as I can.
You do.
And I agree with you. I think it is something that people are amazingly hesitant to talk about. And there is definitely this connection, because when you look at what Israel is allowed to get away with regard to the UN, all of the UN violations, the fact that it's not part of the non-proliferation treaty, the idea that the United States and Israel can conspire together and keep the money from the Palestinians because they don't like the Hamas, or they are opposed to the Hamas, or whatever, it was still a Democratic election, and it was an election that was monitored. It was a fairer election than our 2000 election.
Yeah.
You know, so it is, you're absolutely right. It is the elephant in the room that far too many people are unwilling to talk about.
Well, one last thing, if I may.
Sure.
It is an interesting subject when you have people as diverse as David Duke and Louis Farrakhan both agreeing on the Israeli question, and you're right about the vote scam in 2000. I bring that American Free Press up again because Chris Bolin, one of their chief correspondents, he's the modern torchbearer, Liz, for the Collier brothers, the late Collier brothers, who their book, Vote Scam, The Stealing of America, exposed much of this. Maybe you would have Chris Bolin on from Washington.
You know what? I will certainly, I'm putting that down right now.
Very good. You can check him out at AmericanFreePress.net.
Very good.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Eddie. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax.
Good morning, Liz. Hello?
Yes.
Can you tell us the language of the recall?
That's
going to be on the ballot, because they've been calling me and I haven't seen it.
The answer is vote no to it. The answer is vote no. What this is asking for a charter amendment in order to make it more difficult to recall your elected officials. And right now it's difficult enough. And I don't think that we need any more changes to it. So in terms of what it is that you do, does yes mean yes and no mean no? Yes. Yes means yes and no means no. No means do not make any changes to the charter. Yes means make changes to the charter. So the answer is vote no on the charter amendment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you doing
today? I'm outstanding, Mac.
You know, a couple of things. I was watching Meet the Press yesterday, and they had this General Casey with Bush handpicked General Galt with this Walmart little Casey.
He said that he has been quoted as saying things are going very, very well.
Yeah, but did you notice him facing your TV, the question, when they get to asking him questions about the war and Bush, certain times he would look to the right like he was getting his answers from somewhere. He wasn't, you know, certain answers that he would ask him, he would look to the right facing your TV like the answer somebody was telling, because he didn't want to step on Bush and shame his toes about this war. And I don't really understand why they would waste their time talking to something of that nature. And another thing, what was all these protesters when we went to war? Huh? They're protesting by the thousands out in Forest Park now.
Oh, there
what
were plenty
before the wall started. They're against it now. What
no,
about
there were plenty of there were plenty of people out there when the when we first went to war. Plenty
well,
of people
I'm sure
out there.
Was. I heard on your show was a lot of people against
yes,
it. Another thing, Bush and Cheney is running over the country. Bush started telling American people, "We more safer now by now than they were before they invaded Iraq." What is he talking about?
Can't answer that. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz?
Quickly, please.
You know, FEMA, I heard on the 6 o'clock news this morning that FEMA is recalling a whole lot of that money that they gave to them people down there in Atlanta. They're calling a whole lot of that money back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, thank
right.
you.
Uh-huh.
454-0400 is my phone number. Look, folks, we're going to have to take a break. We'll be back in the next hour to talk to you some more. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We will be talking to Dr. Rashad Zaidan, who is coming to our country to talk about the condition of women, the condition of children, the condition of orphans in Iraq 3 years later. Stay with us.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albing.
How long we'll be here? We'll be here until it's done.
Lieutenant Colonel Troy Smith in Iraq as the U.S. occupation moves into its fourth year. He agrees with the White House that it's been a success. Charles Bauerlein, a Navy veteran, doesn't agree.
I consider the bombing of Baghdad, the so-called shock and awe, to be a crime against humanity.
He took part in a protest outside Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter's office. There will be more demonstrations on both sides of the issue across the nation today, including a die-in at the Pentagon. But the president won't be in Washington today. ABC's Ann Compton will be on the road with him.
This, President Bush says, is a morning for reflection.
My reflections were upon the sacrifices of the men and women who wear our uniform.
But the president is not calling this the anniversary of the beginning of war, but of Iraqi liberation. He's leaving the Oval Office, where he announced the start of combat, and flying instead to Cleveland, Ohio, for a speech to single out success stories on the ground in Iraq. Ann Compton, ABC News, Washington.
The damage is considerable, but they survived, and these Australians now know what a cyclone can do.
Well, it was 3 o'clock this morning. It was just the rain and everything. And then we come out, and we've just gone through everything as it is. And you know, just watching everything, keeping everything safe as we can, loose debris, throwing it out the way.
There are no reports yet of any serious injuries. You may find this story hard to believe.
For some New York FBI agents, this is a sound rarely heard, apparently. In this 21st century high-tech world, some New York agents do not have email. The agent in charge tells the New York Daily News money is tight, and FBI HQ in Washington is reluctant to give field agents email accounts. That, says one senator, is pre-9/11 mentality. An FBI spokeswoman says the 2,000 New York agents would all have email accounts by the end of the year. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business. Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At check-and-go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a check-and-go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest-growing career fields. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting entry-level opportunities. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call now for an ITT Tech brochure. 1-800-851-4499. 1-800-851-4499.
Not offered at every campus. Check the ITT Tech for a list of programs offered.
The calendar says spring. The temperature in parts in the Midwest, decidedly winter. A very late season storm dumped up to a foot of snow in parts of Nebraska. The system is now moving east. The Carnival cruise ship Conquest arrived in Galveston with a few extra passengers. More than two dozen Cubans rescued off a makeshift boat near Jamaica early Sunday. This passenger saw the whole thing.
The people were waving to us. They were waving. We could actually hear them screaming, like calling for help, calling a help call. We were yelling back at them.
The Coast Guard met the ship. The Cubans were sent to Miami. Many of them will be deported. A marathon is a test of endurance. It was too much of a test for two men in Los Angeles.
25,000 runners took part in the 21st annual L.A. Marathon, among them 53-year-old LAPD officer Raul Reyna and 60-year-old retired sheriff's deputy James Leone. However, neither one of them would cross the finish line.
That's ABC's Wendy Birch in Los Angeles. And I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Here's another WGNU News update. This report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news, two suspects are jailed in connection with a fatal shooting last week in Berkeley. 25-year-old Christine Luckett was killed and another woman was injured Wednesday in the shooting in the 4500 block of Carroll Manor. 24-year-old Thurman Shelton of Jennings is being held without bond on charges of second-degree murder, first-degree assault, robbery, evidence tampering, and armed criminal action. 24-year-old Michael Harris of Ferguson is charged with second-degree robbery and evidence tampering and is jailed on $200,000 bond. In other news this morning, more than a week after a deadly tornado outbreak, residents in central and eastern Missouri are still cleaning up the damage. Governor Matt Blunt proclaimed Sunday a statewide day of prayer for victims of the storms, which are blamed for 10 deaths and more than 100 injuries. President Bush has made federal aid available for several Missouri counties, and disaster unemployment assistance is available in 9 counties for those who are ineligible for state unemployment benefits. In Sunset Hills, residents of the Sunset Manor neighborhood are asking state lawmakers to help them rebuild. A city-sponsored task force on the development efforts in Sunset Manor held its last meeting Saturday afternoon. The task force was organized after the Board of Aldermen, in response to a court ruling, repealed the ordinances that would have made a controversial Novus Company development possible in Sunset Manor. Members of the group Stop the Sunset Hills Land Grab say they were excluded from having a say at the task force meetings. They want state lawmakers to hold independent hearings on the issue. And finally, a St. Louis man faces burglary charges after getting stuck in a vent at a North St. Louis restaurant. Police went to the Church's Chicken on North Kings Highway early Friday morning after a nearby resident heard someone yelling for help. When the police arrived, they found the suspect stuck inside a grease vent on top of the restaurant's roof. After rescuing him from the vent, police took the suspect to a hospital and then to jail. 36-year-old William Sproling faces a charge of second-degree burglary. And that's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through March, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Manchester Road is slow to traffic in pockets. Northbound 55 in Imperial Main and 270 looks good. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 is on the move. Eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Parkway all the way into 270. No problems there. Eastbound 70 from 370 to the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way to West Florissant is on the move. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley, everything is rolling along steady. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79, expect delays. Westbound 5570 between 64 and the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic. Westbound Martin Luther King Bridge at Laclede's Landing, look for slow traffic there as well. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, those ramps are a little sluggish this morning. In both directions, Skinker at Forest Park Parkway is closed due to Metrolink construction. Detours are posted. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's restaurants. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals like Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Winter weather advisory will be in effect from 6 p.m. this evening through 12 p.m. on Tuesday. Otherwise, rain and sleet likely this afternoon. No sleet accumulation is expected. The high will be in the mid-40s, but the temps will fall in the afternoon. For this evening, rain, sleet, and snow accumulations around 2 inches with a low in the lower 30s. For Tuesday, snow likely accumulation about a 1 inch total. Precipitation accumulation, frozen-wise, should be around 3 inches with a high in the mid-30s. Tuesday evening, mostly cloudy, colder, with a low in the lower 20s. And on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy conditions, and the temperature outside is running right at 40 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 41 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends
Radio on. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. Tell me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
I remember saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
I'm
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. And don't forget that the show is streamed every day 24/7 at WGNU.net, and my show is archived every single day at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you missed an hour, don't worry about it. You can go get your hour. And don't forget to check out LizBrown.com. That's my website at LizBrown, LizzBrown.com. Now, here we are. Here we are. The morning after 3 years before. We are 3 years after the occupation and invasion of Iraq by the United States government. And we need to have a discussion about the impact of that act. We need to have a discussion about where people are 3 years after. And we need to have a discussion about, and we need to have that discussion from the perspective of not only of where we Americans are 3 years after this war, but we need to talk also about where the Iraqi people are 3 years after this war. It's interesting to note that George W. Bush is attempting to respond to sagging poll numbers, criticism coming from the left and the right with a series of speechifying, as I like to call it. And what's fascinating is that nowhere in the speeches that he has given in direct response to this third anniversary of the occupation and invasion of Iraq is the word war. It's a bit puzzling. It's a bit puzzling. And we're going to talk about where we are. And to do that, to facilitate that conversation, I have some guests joining me in the studio this morning. I have a guest who is from Baghdad, Dr. Rashad Zaidan, joining me this morning. And I also have Bill Ramsey joining me as well. Bill, I'd like to start with you. I'd like to start with a question and get your perspective on how we doing. How's the nation responding to this war 3 years after the occupation and invasion?
Well, the polls now are running dead against this war. As much as 68% in recent polls are calling for an end to this war. And I think people are realizing that this whole strategy of preemptive war, of going out against people because you perceive them to be a threat, or in fact you create a threat and then make war on a whole people because of what you believe that threat to be, that people are not going to buy that again. And I think our experience with the war in Iraq, with 33,000 Iraqis dead, 2,300 U.S. soldiers dead, many, many more, 16,000 wounded, and 4,000 of them wounded in ways that severely disable them for the rest of their lives, and $225 billion and counting being spent on this war. And yet, as we'll hear in a few minutes, the people of Iraq are no more secure and no more free than they were 3 years ago. And we here in this country are hurting desperately for basic needs in our communities. I mean, that $225 billion could have put 33 million children through Head Start programs. It could have housed 43 million people in new homes. What we could have done with that money, rather than spend it on killing people in Iraq and losing the lives of our own young men and women, people are ready to say no to this war now. And we believe that that they need not only to voice that, but to act upon it. It's one thing to create a sentiment against the war. It's another thing to create a movement that actually ends that war.
So
and that's the crossroads.
Where are we right now?
That's the crossroads we're in right now, is trying to move the sentiment, the polls against the war, into a movement against the war so that our Congress will not sit there and vote over and over and over again for billions of dollars for this war.
Democrats and Republicans.
Democrats and Republicans. I would say independents, but I think the one of the only independents there is the one who votes against it all the time. And so this is not a partisan issue. The Democrats fell for the whole...
And continue.
Yes, they fell for the whole neocon Bush line. And they still, although they talk as if they have reservations about what they did and reservations about the impact of this war, it's only talk. When it comes down to voting, they vote for it every time.
Well, my mother and father always told me that you listen to what people say, but you watch what they do. Mm-hmm. So when you watch what the Democrats do, they're voting to fund this war. I mean, if you want to kill it, stop feeding it.
And the other huge impact of this war has been on our own civil liberties here. And that climate of fear that the Bush administration has created around the 9/11 incident and then around the war itself has taken away from us the very freedoms that supposedly we're fighting for. And what we've done to the detainees in Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib, what it has turned us into, to be so fearful and then to create a climate in which young men and women are forced to do things like we have done to the detainees, and then for the people who are responsible for that policy to not take responsibility and not be held accountable.
Well, let me ask you about, on front pages of papers all across the country today, people are papers are attempting to track the pulse, to get an idea of where people are in terms of their opposition to this war. And one of the things that they're looking at to determine that are the numbers of people that have come out in protest on this anniversary of the war. Here in St. Louis, there was an action. Tell us about that, and tell us about how the numbers were for this.
Yes. Yesterday afternoon in Forest Park at the World's Fair Pavilion, over 900 people gathered. But they didn't just gather to listen. They actually did things. The theme of the assembly was feed the people, not the war. And so people brought canned goods, and those canned goods were laid down and created a canned good sculpture in front of the stage that actually spelt out the theme, feed the people, not the war. Then the Veterans for Peace led us in a solemn ceremony in which we laid out 23,000 tombstones with the names not only of U.S. soldiers who have been killed, but also an Iraqi civilian on each tombstone. And then we heard from people in our own community about the economic impact, the impact of this war on health care, the impact of on jobs and immigrants, the impact of this war on health, education, and the homeless. Larry Rice was with us to talk about its impact on the homeless. And I think that's the first time he's been to an anti-war rally to speak out. So what we were hoping to do was get people who know the hurt that this community and communities across this country are suffering because of the economic impact of this war, for them to speak out against the war. And we gave them a forum to do that. Last year on the anniversary, we had 600 people out. So 900 this year is an increase, 50%.
And in terms of your organization, you were opposed to this war from the very beginning. Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct.
And are you surprised at the length of time that it has taken people to get to the place where we are, as you described, at the crossroads?
Well, surprised is a difficult word to use in our political environment. I first demonstrated against the war in Vietnam in 1967, mm-hmm. October 21st, the March on the Pentagon, as a 19-year-old sophomore in college. And I didn't see the end of that war, and we didn't see the end of that war till 1975, even though we remember that as a huge time in which vast numbers of people opposed the war. It still took those, 8 years mm-hmm. to end the fighting in Vietnam. So I'm not really that surprised that it takes that long to move a whole body politic. And when you have people frightening the public over and over and over again, it's like you take two steps forward. Yes, they understand that the war is not the way to do it, and then they get frightened again and they take a step backwards, mm-hmm. and you move them another step forward, or we move together another two steps forward, and then some of us sashay back another step, and it's like a dance of dissent is mm-hmm. what I call it. And it's, and you just have to move people when they're ready to move, and it's not like you can call out a movement. You have to work patiently with people, and
but also missing from this discussion and missing from this motivation of the participant, getting people to participate in these actions is 1968. You had the civil rights movement going on as well. You had the Martin Luther Kings out there. You had the Black Panthers out there. You had students unrest on college campuses. You had it constantly, and you had a news media, while it certainly wasn't everything that it needed to be, it was certainly more reportive of the things that were going on. We don't have any of that energy going on out here at all. All we have from the perspective of those watching this and eventually getting involved in this is this war.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it felt like that somewhat to us in 1965 and 66 when mm-hmm. we began working against the war. We felt like we were a small group of people trying to change a huge policy.
Mm-hmm.
There were moments of great frustration. But the political climate, you're right, was much better than we just had a demonstration of how a whole history of, 150 years of racial segregation and racism, not racism itself, but racial legal segregation, could be overturned by a nonviolent social movement. So those of us who were in high school in the early 60s when that was going on, we saw that. And so when it came to the Vietnam War, we knew that we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that's missing in
Absolutely.
The American public now. They don't know that they can do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there aren't any. There's no connective. We've had generations of people that, when I was in college, nobody was protesting anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't that thing going mm-hmm. on. There wasn't that energy that existed at that in the 60s and in the 70s. It wasn't existing on my college campus when I was there.
Right. And I think if we look around the world, though, we can see that there are examples that we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we look at South Africa, we look at all of these places where huge changes have taken place and great freedoms have been won
mm-hmm.
simply by people getting out and voicing and voting with their feet on issues and to actually create regime change over and over again. In many ways, if you look at the history of the last 20 years, there has been more regime change as a result of people power than there has of military power.
Okay, well, now I want to switch to get to an eyewitness of what this war has wrought in Iraq. And Dr. Rashad.
Yes.
You are a pharmacist.
Yes, I am a pharmacist.
And tell us about where you were. Do you remember where you were, what you were doing when you first heard that the United States was going to invade Iraq? Do you remember where you were?
On this day, I was in my house preparing some medicine because we were thinking that if something happened, we had to help the people around my house. Mm-hmm. And many people left their houses in Baghdad because Baghdad was supposed to be bombed very much, more than the other cities. And I was asking God that some people may be more wisdom than that what they are arranging for, but it seems it's happened.
Did it make sense to you that the United States was going to attack your country? Did that make sense to you?
You know, when I was still a student in the college, I was thinking of coming to the United States to continue my high education because I was looking to the United States as the center for the freedom and democracy and for the all science and technology. But when I found that they are thinking in this way of changing the regime in this violence way, all my ideas has been differ. And I was thinking, what if they want to help us, then they had removed the regime. It's 3 years why they are still there. They always adding more suffer and destruction to all my country. And the picture now is very different from it was before 3 years.
When you say that it's very different, how is it different in Baghdad? How is it different in Iraq than it was 3 years ago?
Most of the building has been bombed, many hospitals, many schools, many civil people, houses. Shortage in the electricity, we just got it 1 or 2 hours from the 24 hours. You know, we have a very big rivers, Tigris and Euphrates, and we have to walk a long distance to get a clear water for drinking. Many people had said their children in the houses, they not go to the school because the bad security. We have been suffering from the bad security from 3 years, and they all the time speaking, we are make a good Iraqi army and a good Iraqi police, and we got nothing. You know, all the time you got. I have been here for 10 days. It was very quiet. I told them the first night I spent in Washington, this is the first night from 3 years I just sleep without hearing the shooting and bombing. And this was the first night I was thinking, who will come to my house in the night, and my children will be very afraid. So maybe you cannot imagine.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine going to bed like that every night. I can't imagine worrying about my babies like that every night.
And also in the morning when I have 2 boys, they are in the college, and 2 girls, one the secondary, one in the intermediate. Every day when they go to the college, they say, goodbye, mother, maybe we'll not meet you again. And every day I took my 2 daughters to the schools, and I asked God just to keep them. You know, every day you are thinking of death. So where's the freedom which they promise? Where's the democracy which they promise? We got nothing. We got just all everything has been destroyed. Everything human destroyed. You, for my job, from the medical sector, we have a very shortage in the medicine and the instrument in the hospitals. Can you imagine a doctor make an operation under the light of a candle because there is no electricity? Can you imagine you cannot clean an injury because you have no antiseptic? Iraq was different.
You are operating by light of candle.
Yes, sometimes. And before I come with 2 weeks, there is a very raise in the prices of the fuel. So even these candles, it was very difficult for some people.
Getting a candle was very difficult.
Yes, because the fuel had raises in a very high price, and it is not available for the people, especially after these 2 weeks of problems. So it is very difficult. You just give every family just 14 gallons for a month, and every family spend
14 candles for a month?
14 gallons of
14
petrol.
Gallons, okay.
Yes, just for 1 month. It has been spent with a week. So what does the family do?
And we have to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. We will be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and Marshall or Manchester Road. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Northbound 55 from Route M all the way to Butler Hill. No problems there. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor to Mason Road. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 from Spady to Lindbergh. Look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 70 from Bryan to 79. Expect delays this morning. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason is on the move. Eastbound 44 from Jameson. Look for a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. Westbound 5570 at 64 in the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Laclede's Landing. Look for no problems to report there as well. Westbound 64 at 15th all the way onto the PSB. No problems there. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Those ramps are slow this morning. In both directions, Skinker at Forest Park Parkway. Look for that to be closed due to Metrolink construction. Detours are posted at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AccountTemps, the industry leader in financial and accounting temporary staffing. Call or visit them today at AccountTemps.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. this evening until 12 p.m. on Tuesday. Otherwise, rain and sleet likely this afternoon. No accumulation is expected in sleet. However, the highs will be in the mid-40s and falling steadily by the afternoon. This evening, rain, sleet, and snow. A total accumulation is around 2 inches with a low in the lower 30s. Tuesday, snow likely, accumulation around 1 inch, bringing the total frozen precipitation around 3 inches with a high in the mid-30s. Tuesday evening, colder, mostly cloudy with low and lower 20s. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 41 degrees. Lambert Fields is reporting 40. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. This is the station that discusses the issues that matter most to you. And if you have a problem with personal work or family relationships, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Then go do the right thing.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
What is a community? It's friends, neighbors, co-workers, the people we work with, the people we share our world with. Sodexo is a community. It's a community of more than 100,000 employees and the 6 million people we serve every day. Sodexo is a community of people committed to improving the quality of daily life in St. Louis. It's why we partner with local minority-owned businesses, support the Gateway Classic with $50,000 in scholarships, and provide grants to the Martin Luther King Jr. Essay Contest and YMCA tutorial programs. It's why we collected nearly a quarter of a ton of food for the Kirksville Food Bank and support programs like Habitat for Humanity. Sodexo is part of your community, providing services across America and right here in St. Louis. Get to know us at SodexoUSA.com.
Be an angel. Wear your heart on your sleeve and buy an Angel of Change wristband for you and your sweetheart. Your $2 donation for each wristband supports services for children and adults with disabilities in our community. For more information, call Easter Seals at 636-227-6030 or toll free at 1-800-664-5025. News to Angels from WGNU. How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNU Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, and this morning we are talking about the three-year anniversary of the bombing and invasion and occupation, the preemptive strike against Iraq. And our guest this morning is Dr. Rashad Zaidan. And she's from Baghdad, and she's talking about what it is really like to live in Baghdad and after our occupation, what it is really like to live under the conditions that are there now, how it compares to what it was like 3 years or 4 years ago. Doctor, I'm looking at a picture right now, and it's a photograph that you've taken of bombs that have been dropped on some buildings in Baghdad. What buildings are those? What does that represent?
Most of them are civil buildings. You can see some mosque, and we have also pictures of schools, and most of them are civil buildings. Mm. It does not belong to an army.
So what do you mean when you say it doesn't belong to an army? Talk to us about that.
When they were bombing from the airplane with F-60, so they cannot differentiate it. What is this?
I see.
So this makes the problem. You have, and they say there are some terrorists here. If you know the place of the terrorists, you have to come and catch him instead of destroying all this building. You can see many of them are civil houses, and people are. Well, I have no relation with these things.
My understanding is that there's so much ancient history in Baghdad. There's so much ancient history in Iraq, the cradle of civilization. We here in America are made to feel like it's worth destroying all of that to get at the terrorists, or that that much history has not been destroyed when we've done the bombing. How much of your history has been destroyed, and how do your people feel about your history being hit by bombs and daisy cutters and bomblets?
You know, from my opinion, a history of a country is a history for the whole world, because this means that the civilization, how it has been progress. So you have to keep all things for the whole world. And the most important point, that the museum, the Iraqi museum, it was one of the most beautiful museum in the world. It contained all things belong to us from the long, long years, about 5,000 years, and it has not been protected well, and there were many things has been stolen. And the first, how they opened the door, the one who was responsible for it, he was saying it was well protected, and it has a special key. Then who opened it? And we heard after that some of these things has been sold, some of in the United States, some in other country, European countries. So who was responsible for taking them and try to sell them?
We use the word in this country, insurgents, or people that are fighting in Iraq. There are some people who refer to them as resistance fighters. How do your people describe the people that are fighting in Iraq? What are the words that you use to describe them?
Let me tell something. In the first 4 months, there was no resistance in Iraq. In the beginning, when the army entered, or the Iraqi people just waiting, if United States say as they say, and with us them, they just came to change the regime of Saddam, so we were waiting, and we'll see the freedom and the democracy. But after 4 months from suffering, and you know, see some pictures of Abu Ghraib and what's happening in Iraq, many of the people lost, many of their whom love, they lost their houses, they lost their jobs, they lost their kids, so many of them started to resist. if a good strategy has been put, nothing of this would happen. So many of them were just a civil people, but they lost many things they love. So they start to resist. And all this speech about a foreigner, Iraqi people had enough people and they not need foreigner. Maybe the foreigner enter because the United States does not hold its role in taking care of the border. You know, in the international law, an occupier had to save the border of the country. But they do not. They open all the borders. So, you know, all the countries around Iraq have its own strategy and everyone has an interest. So many foreigners enter. And now they are blaming there are foreigners there. No, the Iraqi people, they start to resist because they know it's their country and it seems that there will be no freedom.
So if I'm understanding what you're saying, the job of America was to protect, one of the jobs of America was to protect the borders of your country, to keep people who wanted to come in for other reasons, for bad reasons, for troublesome reasons, to keep them from coming in. And instead what the United States has done is they flung open the borders of Iraq so the Iraqi people are left to defend for themselves.
Exactly what's happened. The international law say this. It's not from my word. It's the international law and the agreement of Geneva say if an occupier, he had to save the border for this country. And they do not. They open all the border from outside Iraq. So they not blame us. They dissolve the army. Mm-hmm. And there was no Iraqi army. So then who will save the border?
It is being reported by, or is being said by our government, or at least by this administration, that there is no civil war in Iraq right now. We've got to stop it from happening, but there is no civil war. Is there a civil war in Iraq right now? Has it reached that point?
From an Iraqi vision, I think it will not happen because the Iraqi people has been left together, Sunni and Shia, Kurdish and Arab, for 100 years, and there is no problem between them. But we are seeing some pushing from the United States Authority to do it. You know, they give weapon to some militia, and those militia became legal militia. They became in the army, the new Iraqi army, and they now killing with the name of the law. So they pushing in this side. And I think, from my opinion, at least from the opinion of majority of the Iraqi people, the simple people whom I met for all my work, all of them thinking it's just a reason for the United States to stay more and more in Iraq. You know, at the beginning, that was the reason, was the mass destructive weapon, and they want to keep the security for the American people. And then after 3 months, all the war discovered it was just a lie. Then after they speak about the relation between Al-Qaeda and the fighter in Iraq, and then also this has been, so they need a new reason. And I think this is the reason. Now, we have to keep there to prevent the civil war for the Iraqi people. No one of us are ready to hold the weapon against his brother.
I want you to hold that thought. We have to take a break. We will be back. I am Liz Brown. Stay with us.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Erie. Coast Guard boats on the Great Lakes are going to start carrying machine guns for the first time since the War of 1812. This is to address concerns the United States has regarding human smuggling, customs violations, and terrorism. Each craft will carry light machine guns capable of firing 600 rounds a minute. Live fire drills have already been conducted in American waters near Sault Ste. Marie. And Dateline Paris. There's more unrest reported in France over the weekend as hundreds of thousands of protesters in over 100 cities demonstrated against a plan by the government to cut back on job protection. Several cars were set on fire in Paris, and a McDonald's restaurant was damaged with several other storefronts. Police used water cannons to try and dispel the rioters near the Sorbonne. The proposed law will be giving businesses the right to fire young workers in the first 2 years of a job without giving any reason. Companies in France have expressed no desire to start adding new workers because when business takes a downturn, government regulations make it too difficult to let the workers go. Unemployment among young people now stands at 23%, but rises to about 50% in the low-income sectors. Last fall's riots were also triggered by lack of income throughout the nation. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education. Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, President of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon
it. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. We're talking about 3 years after Iraq, and we have about 10 more minutes left here. Doctor, let's talk about the life of women. We've had Laura Bush pushed in our face saying that women are so much better off in Iraq after this occupation. We've had Condoleezza Rice touting the advancement that women have made, that you all are so much stronger now and so much better off as a result of this assault and occupation. Tell us, are you better off?
If you're speaking about a very few number of women who has been gone to the authority now, you can say, as you say, they got much better and they were not even living in Iraq before the occupation. They were outside. They were in the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia, and Canada, and they came, and they take the authority. And they speaking like this. They put them in the ministry. They put them in specific places, sensitive places, so they can't speak. And all the time, they now are living in the green zone. They are not living with us, with the majority of the Iraqi people. And they were gathered, so no problem for them. I am, for my opinion, speaking about the majority of the women, which are very, very hurted from this war. You know, number of widows has been increased in a frightened way. Orphans, you know, the Iraqi families always, they have four or five children. The latest number is five children, and there may be nine children. Everyone become responsible of this huge number of children. And though no bread... a winner for them. Their father has been lost in either a random shooting or either taken to Abu Ghraib or Booker or these some places. And in different cases, they lost somebody to help. And most of them are not educated. For this reason, my society, I'm working with this section of women. I found this very difficult for her to continue life with this big number of problems. She had to feed them, and she had to take them to the schools. For this reason, most of them have been sending their children from the school and say, we cannot pay for them. So what we are frightened from is the coming people. For after 3 or 5 years, what we got? Non-educated children. They hate everybody because they lost their father. They had nobody to take care of them, nobody to give them love and care. So what we are frightened is a crisis, really is a crisis.
Before the invasion, before the occupation, were women getting education? Were women allowed to work? How were women, what was the life of a woman before this assault?
Before, I have some statistics speaking about this. About 90% of the women have finished their college study. Mm-hmm. And the percent of the women who got the high education, you know, master or doctorate, they about 31%. If you compare this with the percent in the country like United States, United States,
there's
or
no
the
comparison.
No, they are just 34.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Yes, so it is very near. Mm-hmm. We was just about very near, mm-hmm. And about 75% of the women was working. We have doctors, we have the pharmacists, dentists, engineers, and we were.
Well, you're a pharmacist.
Yes, I'm a pharmacist, and the whole team which I was working with was a woman, and everything was suitable for us. You know, we fight very long for women's right, and we got it. And now we lose everything. Woman now, she's kept in the house because she's very afraid of her bad security. And she's not allowed, even yesterday I was speaking with my friend, Deborah, I was telling her, we were not allowed now to drive our car because it is very frightening for you, and you may get shot from here or there. So every good things we got it, we lost it.
Tell us about your organization.
I have... On June 2003, after the occupation, just 2 months before the occupation, we were working in some mosque and schools, giving some lessons in the first aid if the war happened, how the women can do, and we were have good relation with the Iraqi Red Crescent, and they were helping in making these courses. And after the war, we found we have to make some organization because this was not allowed before. You have to work under just the governmental. So we arranged this organization from some doctors and dentists and engineers, my friends, all of them preferring to leave their special work and start to work for the community. So we arranged Knowledge for Iraq Human Society. And it has many aims, and the most important aim is to help the women and children in this difficult time. In the first year, we just having about 180 women, and we were giving them a small amount of salary, giving them, we have a charity clinic, and giving them some courses in computer, in sewing, and those not illiterate, we can try to help them. So it was good. But after now, in the end of 2005, we got about 500 widows, and we cannot do something with them. And they are just the people who reach me, who reach my society. And you can imagine how many people are suffering from the same, and maybe there is nobody will help. So I just want the women here in the United States thinking about the women in Iraq.
How can people contact your organization? Is there a way that people could help?
Yes, we have a website and we have an email. Our email is almarifa2001@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we have www.almarifa.org.
Okay.
And I think they can see the pictures of those women and widows. And we are trying our best, but I can't.
You talk about 500 widows that have contacted you, just you and your organization. Do you have any numbers or statistics about the numbers of orphans that there are now?
You know, I got this number because I have three branches for my society, one in Fallujah, which is one of the hot zone, and one in Abu Ghraib, it's also a hot zone, and one in Eldora. And these places have many problems. And just those people reach me this, but I think I got some friends, she's also working in, on women's rights and the human rights, and she say maybe till now we get 500,000 widows all over Iraq.
And orphans, how many orphans do you
have? You know, if we say everyone have 4 children at least,
mm-hmm.
but I think the number is more.
Mm-hmm.
But at least if we say everyone have 4 or 5 children, we can multiply and we can mm-hmm. see how.
What we have 1 minute left here. What would you like to say to American women, American men out there about the Iraq War? About the, what we have done, what the United States has done to Iraq?
I came here with a brief message to the Iraqi, to the American people. I'm saying we are looking for the peace, but when I've been here for 10 days, I saw that the American people also suffering from many problems. I saw some victims of Katrina. I saw some people homeless. I saw some people speaking about no medical care for them. So it's very important to stop this suffering for both our nations. This money has been spent to destroy Iraq. It's better to be spent on your people. So I think that the American people have more space of freedom and they can push on their government to stop this and to pull out the troops from Iraq. So I think it will be better for them and for us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. For
Bill, thank you so much.
Good to be here.
I will be back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone...
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. 3 years after the U.S. went into Iraq, was it a success? Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha doesn't think so.
We can't nation build. You've got to have the support of the people. We've lost the support of the Iraqi people. They had their election. It's time to turn it over to them.
But South Dakota Senator John Thune begs to differ.
I think it was the right vote at the time. And even though a majority of Americans may say that it was a mistake to go there, I think a majority of Americans still agree that it's important for us to complete the mission.
President Bush gives a speech today in Ohio to mark the anniversary. He'll repeat his call for the U.S. to do just that. But how do Iraqis feel about it? ABC's Martha Raddatz talked to a group in Baghdad.
I asked them all how many thought they were better off now or before the war, and they all raised their hand and said before the war because security is so bad now. How ironic is that, that those who are now tasked for security, say security is the biggest concern.
Demonstrations on both sides of the issue are planned for today, including a die-in protest at the Pentagon. The damage is widespread. The rain continues and thousands may be homeless after a cyclone slammed northeast Australia. So far, though, there are only reports of minor injuries. The calendar says spring, but the temperature says winter across the plains, and early snowstorms dumped up to a foot of snow from Nebraska to Wyoming. Parts of I-80 are closed due to blizzard conditions. The system's now heading east. Back to court today for Andrea Yates, the Texas mother convicted of drowning her 5 children. She gets a new trial.
Andrea Yates has gained some much-needed weight in her prison psychiatric ward. With the help of antipsychotic drugs, her doctors say she is making progress. But her attorneys fear the agonizing memory she faces during the second trial for the drowning deaths of her children may be more than Andrea Yates can bear.
That's ABC's Mike Von Fremd, and this is ABC News.
This is a test of your cell phone. Does it look at you openly, answer you honestly? Or is it full of nasty surprises at bill time? Does it gloat because you're under contract? Maybe it's time for something new. Something clear, simple, and uncomplicated. Net 10. At Net 10, there's no contract, no commitment, and one low rate. Just 10 cents a minute, anytime, anywhere in the country. We're so sure you'll fall in love with Net 10. We'll give you 300 minutes free, a $30 value when you activate your Net 10 phone. So get to your nearest Target and partner with a phone you can trust.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. I was in Walmart the other day and asked the pharmacist about it. She told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled all of my prescriptions. No hassle, no problem. It was just that easy. I've got better things to do than deal with confusing prescription details, so from here on in, I'm going to Walmart or Sam's Club pharmacy for my Medicare prescriptions.
We may soon learn the final chapter in The Da Vinci Code. The Da Vinci Code case, that is. Here's ABC's Daniela Villada.
The authors of The Holy Blood and The Holy Grail claim novelist Dan Brown took their research rather than doing his own for his book, The Da Vinci Code, and they're now suing Brown's publisher, Random House, for copyright infringement. Their lawyers will begin their closing arguments in Britain's High Court. Brown acknowledged on the stand that he read their book, but also used 38 other books and hundreds of documents to write his own bestseller, which explores theories dismissed by theologians that Jesus married Mary Magdalene, the couple had a child, and that the bloodline survives. A judgment could take days. Daniela Bellata, ABC News.
Donald Trump has a new apprentice. He said that this morning his wife Melania gave birth to a baby boy. The couple hasn't yet decided on a name. It's the fifth child for the 59-year-old Trump and the first for his wife. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for a check of WGNU News. This update is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. Police are looking for several suspects after a fatal hit-and-run accident in North St. Louis. 75-year-old Ernest Spinks was driving on North Taylor yesterday afternoon when a pickup truck hit his car at Martin Luther King, sending him into a building and killing him instantly. Police say the truck ran a red light and that several people in the truck fled the scene on foot. In other news, Vice President Dick Cheney will be in the Metro East this week. Cheney is scheduled to speak at a rally for troops at Scott Air Force Base tomorrow. The Vice President will deliver remarks on Iraq and the global war on terror. In Reynolds County, the summer will be significantly different at Johnson's Shut-In State Park. An announcement was made last week there will be no swimming or camping at the park this year. Department of Natural Resources officials say the main focus is not on revenue loss, but the long-term rebuilding of the park. Johnson's Shut-Ins is set to reopen Memorial Day weekend. The public will be able to tour the damage sometime this summer, and plans for long-range development will begin next month. Much of the park was destroyed by the Black River and contaminated after the Tomsok Reservoir breach in December. In Wentzville, organized labor leaders claim Wentzville Mayor Paul Lambie is trying to keep the public away from tonight's meeting where the Board of Aldermen will decide on a Walmart expansion measure. David Cook of United Food and Commercial Workers International Local 655 says Lambie ignored the union's request to hold a meeting earlier this month at a space to accommodate a large crowd and has scheduled tonight's meeting at 6 o'clock rather than the usual time of 7 o'clock. Lambie did not comment, but City Administrator Andy McCowan says the meeting will be held in the Wentzville Middle School cafeteria to accommodate the crowd. And St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay is cheering the latest estimate of the city's population as good news. The U.S. Census Bureau estimate for St. Louis on July 1, 2005 is over 352,000 people. That's a revised figure after the city challenged an earlier lower estimate. Mayor Slay says three straight years of growth is an encouraging piece of news for the city after five straight decades of population loss. And that's a report of WGNU News brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Switch to State Farm and your great driving record could help you get great discounts. Talk to Agent Bob Grohn in Creve Coeur, Missouri today and get your reward here and now. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I'm Peyton Colston for WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. Eastbound 70 at Air City Expressway, there's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked at this hour. Northbound 270 at Route 30 and Marshall Road, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road, look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 from Spady to Lindbergh, it is slow as well. Eastbound 70 from Bryan to 79, expect delays. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood all the way into Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 onto the PSB, look for slow traffic there. Westbound Martin Luther King from Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing. It is slow, but still moving steady at this hour. Westbound 64 at Bowell Avenue and the 5570 merge. Look for slow traffic as well. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the PSB. You can expect slow traffic in both directions. Skinker at Forest Park Parkway. All roadways are reopened after a paving project has been underway. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. Buying or selling a home? Get up to 1% of the sale price back at closing. Go to buysellcashback.com to find out more. Get paid to buy or sell your next home. Visit buysellcashback.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. this evening till 12 p.m. on Tuesday. Otherwise, rain and sleet are likely this afternoon. No snow accumulations are expected. The high will be in the 40s, but it will be falling by the afternoon for this evening. Rain, sleet, and snow. Total accumulation for this evening is about 2 inches with a low in the lower 30s. Moving on to Tuesday, snow likely. Around 1 inch accumulation is expecting, bringing total frozen accumulation to about 3 inches. The high should be in the mid-30s. For Tuesday evening, mostly cloudy, colder with a low in the upper 20s. And then on Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 40 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 40. Both under cloudy skies, we also have some light freezing rain appearing now as we speak around the studio. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends
on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Tonight, I will never say that progress is being made. You pick a nice
bend my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brother.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
citizens. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And please don't forget, you can catch the Wake Up Call. It's streamed every day at WGNU.net. Also, we are archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And I want to do one quick thing before we get to our next guest. I want to thank, for the last hour, we had Dr. Rashad Zaidan. She was on our show, and we neglected to say that her appearance was sponsored in part by Code Pink St. Louis, and Code Pink wants to thank St. Louis Covenant Community of War. Community of War Tax Resisters, Sisters of St. Joseph, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, and the St. Louis Religious Society of Friends, that's the Quakers, for their generous donations towards the cost of bringing Dr. Zaidan to the United States and to St. Louis. And also, I'm going to give you some other opportunities. There's some wonderful good stuff that's being put out by the St. Louis Instead of War Coalition folks. I'm going to get to some of that after I get to my guests, so stay tuned for that. But we want to thank all of those folks for making it possible to listen to a voice, a pharmacist, to tell us, she lives in Baghdad, to tell us what it's like living in Baghdad after this wicked, wicked, wicked war was brought to their doorsteps, to their home fronts, to their homes. Whew, there's always something, always something. We have, like I always say, we have much to talk about here. Much, much, much to talk about. This hour we are going to take some time to kind of do an update on a topic that we have covered for some time now, that we've constantly covered, but I think it's appropriate that we do a bit of an update. We need to talk about what is happening with Walmart. As a woman of African descent, I must say that I am stupefied, infuriated, and disgusted. How's that? Stupefied, infuriated, and disgusted. How'd you like those three put together like that? And Andrew Young. He is joining up to be part of a conglomerate, a group of people to push the embracing of Walmart within the community of African descent. It's a disgusting thing. It is a disgusting thing.
But it, to me, it demonstrates how bad they want it, how much they want it. They will go and get anybody. And some folks are, you know, I don't know. Buy them for a penny. Buy them for a penny. We need to talk about there that not only is Walmart attempting to gobble up businesses all over this country, communities all over this country, but people as well, so that they can continue to gobble up people. I mean, gobble up communities and gobble up businesses. We need to talk about this. March Madness, let's talk about that. To facilitate that conversation, I have joining us from Washington, D.C., Chris Kofinas, the communications director with WakeUpWalmart.com. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm outstanding. I'm outstanding. Chris, give us some updates. Walmart is still busy about the things that they do.
Yeah, Walmart still hasn't changed for the better. That's update number one.
Number one.
That's update number one. Update number two is they talk a good game, but they haven't really played the game differently, at least. I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, unfortunately, you know, over the last year, we actually launched a campaign to change Walmart about a year ago, a little less than a year ago now. April 5th is our anniversary. In the span of a year, a lot of things have changed. I mean, you know, we talk about it in the office where, you know, in the beginning they ignored us. Then they attacked us, and now they're responding, but not in the way we want. And it's kind of what's happened right now is where they've kind of tried to find a way that they can fool the American people into believing they're changing without it, you know, actually changing that costs them anything, or actually improves the lives of their workers, or lessens the burden on taxpayers, or actually fundamentally changes the company at all. And that's the part that I think is even more frustrating because it is hypocritical.
Well, it's kind of like no child left behind, leaving every child behind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, the Andrew Young thing is a perfect example.
And tell us about that because it is so despicable.
It's really surprising and I would say, you know, kind of odd, you know, from my perspective that his past in terms of, you know, his rights actions and his fight to change the country were clearly a positive. But for whatever reason, he has, I think, bought this notion that Walmart is a good company that really doesn't need to change and has done everything right.
Well, I'm not sure
where he's getting his information because it couldn't be more wrong.
Well, again, Chris, if I could just interrupt for a second, I would like to direct you to blackcommentator.com. They did a fabulous article on this, and from their perspective, this is nothing new for Andrew Young. He did the same kind of water carrying for Nike in the beginning when Nike got caught with their slave labor. He got on their board and he did the same thing for them. So this is a consistent thing for him. And I didn't know that till I read the article. So he's doing what he's always done.
Yeah, it's still very disappointing.
Oh yes.
Here you are, incredibly prominent African American, and that can have incredible influence over this company in a really positive way. But for whatever reason, he has chosen to basically, I think, you know, make excuses and come up with arguments as to why they really don't need to change and they're doing everything right.
To be part of their propaganda?
Like somehow providing low prices to people justifies exploiting 1.3 million, of which, let me tell you, I'm trying to remember my exact figures, it's about 20%, over 200,000 are African American that work at Walmart. So we're talking about a significant number of African American, Hispanics, and obviously others who are being exploited by this company needlessly. So to justify that in any way, I find kind of shocking, let alone working for a group called Working Families for Walmart, which we laugh about because it has no working families for it.
I mean, you can't be, well, or you have to be a working family 24 hours a day to live in any kind of reasonable way if you're going to work for Walmart.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cruel. I mean, I'm not sure that some people, you know, that a lot of the average person realizes because, you know, there's been a disconnect for a long period of time in this country where, you know, we looked at politics as something that happens between the parties, or you know, but we don't look at the politics and the social impact of corporations and the impact, the negative impact they can have if they choose to, and the positive impact they can have if they choose to. And this company, the negative impact they are having, and it is growing, let me tell you, is enormous. I mean, I'll give you just one statistic that is just mind-boggling. You know, this is a company with over 1.3 million employees. Over 775,000 of their workers and families have no company health care. That's 57%. Now, if that becomes the norm in this country, the health care crisis in this country will go from terrible to catastrophic. And we're at 43 million right now in the country. And can you only imagine if every employer followed the Walmart example? And what's happening is they are. Because what Walmart is basically saying is, we don't want to have to pay for our workers' health care coverage. It's not our responsibility. We'd rather profit. And what's mind-boggling about that is this is a company that is owned by a family that is worth $79 billion. Billion. That somehow doesn't understand that they have a responsibility to actually improve the lives of the workers, not just exploit them for their own personal gain. It's the part of this I honestly do not understand. How they can do that, how that disconnect happens.
Here's the other piece of this, Chris. The other piece of this is that not only are they setting a bad example, they're also giving the corporations a peek into what they can get away with.
Absolutely.
But they're also, the other piece of it is that if they are allowed to do this, not only will it affect people with their health care, but it will also affect people directly with the services that they receive in their cities because of the cost, because the cost is going to be picked up by someone.
Listen, we released a report a couple weeks ago that's available on the website, wakeupwalmart.com, and it's titled America, Walmart Saves, America Pays. And it was a serious analysis, of the health care costs that American taxpayers bear because of the Walmart health care crisis. And what the Walmart health care crisis is because so many of these workers can't afford health care because they get paid so poorly, the deductibles are so high, the eligibility restrictions are so significant, they end up going on public health care assistance. Either they do or their families do. And that means the taxpayers ends up paying the bill. Now, public health care programs are not designed for multi-billion dollar companies. They're designed for needy families and children to help them. Not to help a corporation, find a way not to pay its health care costs and avoid its health care responsibilities. The cost that we estimated, that was estimated in the report, was in 2005 it cost taxpayers nearly $1.4 billion. Over the next 5 years, it's going to cost $9.1 billion. That's $9.1 billion that could go to better schools, providing health care for children, building roads, whatever program you can think of that $9 billion could pay for, that is being swallowed by a company that doesn't think it has any responsibility to its workers. And that's the troubling part, is the precedent this company is setting is one that is terrible for this country, because it will create a country where basically exploitation and inequality will become even worse, and it'll be excused because we're going to be provided with low prices. Well, what people have to understand, and I think sometimes people don't always see it this way, is every time you choose to shop there, you're paying for it. You may not be paying for it at the register, but you're going to be paying for it once you leave that store. And you're going to be paying for it economically, tax-wise, and morally, in terms of how this company treats their workers and treats the community.
Now, there are some states that are seeing the economic cost of having this. I mean, we've all been told at some point in our life that if it seems too good to be true, it isn't.
Right.
And if these prices are this low, they aren't. they aren't this low because there's too many other costs attached to them. There are some states out there that are fighting back with this, that are trying to put some restrictions on and try not to get sucked into this hole that Walmart digs for the communities that it comes into.
Yeah, what's happened in about 30 states is fair share healthcare legislation, which basically would mandate that large corporations pay a certain percentage of their payroll towards healthcare. And in Maryland, the threshold was companies with over 10,000 employees and 8% of payroll. And the only company, there were four companies that were affected: Johns Hopkins, Northrop Grumman, Giant Foods, and Walmart. The only company that did not even come close to the threshold was Walmart. And that's not surprising. It is their recipe for success. Pay as little as we can to our workers, legally and otherwise. Break the rules if necessary. Discriminate, exploit both domestically, let alone internationally. Offset our healthcare costs to the taxpayer. make the taxpayer pay as much as they as we can for when we open new stores, and then pretend that we're offering them low prices. Well, you're not offering them low prices. What you're doing is, in a sense, is morally bankrupting this country. And what you're doing is exploiting the taxpayer when in a situation where we are spending billions of dollars on a lot of other items that arguably we should or shouldn't. The notion that we're spending $9 billion to subsidize one of the most profitable corporations in the world is unbelievable. And that anyone would make excuses for this company and that somehow it make the argument that this is all justified because you can get a low-priced toaster is incredible to me.
Nothing, if it seems too good to be true, it isn't.
Well, it is true in this case.
You know, I mean, no, I mean, in terms of you're getting a great deal on that toaster, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not getting a good deal on that toaster. Talk to us about when legislation like this is passed, the Fair Share Health Care Bill, how does Walmart respond? In Minnesota, they approved it. What did Walmart do? What did they, approved in the Senate. What does a company like Walmart do when the bill does get passed? Do they pick up their toys and go home?
Well, here's the situation in to show you how unbelievable this company is. In Maryland, they were basically insinuating and threatening that they would not open this distribution center, that they would open it in another state or they would close down Walmart if this bill was passed. None of that has come to fruition, and not surprisingly. I mean, this is a company. In order for them to do business, Americans have to shop there, which means Americans have enormous power over this company. This is the part I think sometimes people don't realize. You actually have more power over corporations than you do our political leaders. Political leaders, you vote for them once every 2 years, once every 4 years, depending on the office, correct?
That's absolutely right.
But with corporations, you vote every day with your pocketbook. That is the enormous power and leverage that the American people have over companies and over particular corporations. So what happened in Maryland is they made a lot of threats that didn't come up, but what they did is they went on a full-court press in terms of hiring lobbyists, spending millions of dollars, and they've done this across the country. They basically go into every office, you know, both Democrats and Republicans and others, and basically threaten or implicitly, explicitly that, you know, what happens if this happens here, it's going to be bad for Walmart and we're not going to open new stores, it's going to be, you're going to lose business, and so on and so forth. They get their other corporate allies, the very few that they have, to try to also lobby against this legislation. What I find so disingenuous is that the same company that the CEO of the company, Lee Scott, who makes $22 to $25 million a year, gets up there and says with a straight face, we can't provide better health care and better pay for our workers because of thin profit margins, somehow has found hundreds of millions of dollars to hire lobbyists to do all this, you know, legislative work, to hire PR firms, to hire Andrew Young, and so on and so on and so on. And that's the part that I find amazing. It is an absence of priorities that actually would make this company a better company. And this is why this campaign is, you know, and why we're so focused on changing this company by building as much public and political pressure as we can.
And we have to take a break. I'm talking to Chris Kofinas, Communications Director with WakeUpWalmart.com. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. We're going to take a break. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 70 at Earth City Expressway There's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Traffic is jamming at 5th Street out in St. Charles. Southbound 170 at Page. Look for an accident reported. Westbound 40 at K. There's an overturned vehicle reported. Northbound 270 from Graboid to 44. It is stop and go. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason. Look for slow traffic going on there. Eastbound 40 from Spady to Lindbergh. You can also expect slow traffic as well. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road into 79. Look for delays this hour. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley is slow. Westbound 5570 at the exchange all the way onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing. No problems there. Westbound 64, 15th, and the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 at 8th Street onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic as well. In both directions, Skinker at Forest Park Parkway. Look for all roadways reopened. In both directions, Carondelet at 55. There's road construction, and the right lane is closed. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through March, purchase four tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Things are changing out there. Winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. this evening till 12 p.m. on Tuesday. Otherwise, rain and sleet are likely in the afternoon. No sleet accumulation is expected. Highs will be in the 40s, but they will be dropping steadily through the afternoon. This evening, rain, sleet, and snow accumulation about 2 inches. With a low in the lower 30s. For Tuesday, snow likely accumulation around 1 inch, bringing the total frozen precipitation accumulation around 3 inches. The high should be in the mid-30s. Tuesday evening, mostly cloudy, colder, with a low in the lower 20s. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have some freezing drizzle outside and cloudy conditions, and the temperature is 40 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting clouds and 40 degrees as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU wake-up call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNU Radio. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard. Leave a business card and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
Tired of talking to the wall, the TV, the puppy?
Here, Fido.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Give us a call. We'll listen.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens.
We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon
it. Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you.
Oh, ready or not, this is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. I am talking this morning to Chris Kofinas, Communications Director with WakeUpWalmart.com. He's joining us from Washington, D.C. Chris, let me take you through a couple of sentences, and I'd like you to respond to it, okay?
Sure.
On your website, you report that Walmart destroys the environment. Talk to us about that.
Well, Walmart's had numerous charges brought against it in California and other states where they've had, in terms of how they've gotten rid of their waste and other issues in terms of, in terms of the environment. And what it's funny, what's happened over the last year is they've tried to focus on changing their image by making these marginal changes. One of the areas where they talk a very good game is sustainability, environment. They talk about how they've opened these new environmentally friendly stores, which is a good thing. But the only problem is, out of 3,700 stores, we're talking about less than a handful. And you start seeing through their tactic. And their tactic is to try to change their image, as I said earlier, by making these minimal changes that don't cost them anything. And this is unfortunately the pattern of behavior this company has.
So talk about longer-term effects of Walmart can be disastrous.
Well, I mean, let's look at it in terms – let's start from the local community. When Walmart comes to town, the impact they have on small businesses. And this is – and we're talking about just small mom-and-pop shops. We're talking about, companies that provide a good wage and good benefits to people. And when Walmart comes to town, because undercuts those other businesses. And the reason why they do it is because of the reasons I said earlier, in terms of providing low pay, in terms of the benefits they provide their workers, let alone the exploitation of the taxpayer, which gives them a competitive advantage in the marketplace. And other companies can't compete, and then they lose those businesses are gone forever. Even worse is the outsourcing of jobs. I mean, just today, there's a bunch of stories you can read about how Walmart is expanding in China. Walmart is now the number one trading partner in the United States of China. And what they do in terms of what's important about that is the outsourcing of jobs both to China and to other places of the world happened because Walmart goes to suppliers, whatever supplier they may be, and says, we want this product at this price. And that company said, we can't provide that good at that price. They said, yes, you can if you move your company overseas. And that has happened repeatedly. And once those manufacturing jobs are gone, they're not coming back. And those are good middle-class jobs that have supported families that are being destroyed because this company, which used to say back, in the day when Sam Walton ran the company, used to actually talk about and brag about how they bought America and how it was made in America. They don't do that anymore. And the reason why they don't do that anymore is because you'd be hard-pressed to find anything made in the store made in America. Well, those are American jobs, middle-class jobs that are gone and never coming back. So that's a significant impact. In terms of health care, you're talking about, as I said earlier, a company that doesn't provide health care to 57% of its employees. The precedent they set affects every other company because not only within their sector, the retail sector, where you have other companies like Target or Sears or whoever, or other grocery businesses, all saying the same thing. We have to cut benefits. We have to cut pay. We have to cut healthcare costs because of Walmart. And that's a terrible cycle we are in. And now it's no longer just being limited to the retail sector. It's influencing other areas and other companies. They're saying, we need to be more like Walmart and not pay these healthcare benefits, because that way we can profit more, that way we can reward our shareholders. And who ends up paying the price are hardworking Americans who need a job to support their family. We're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about people at Walmart who are going to become rich any day soon. But the notion that you should work full time and live in poverty is an absolute disgrace. And how a company that is this wealthy, owned by a family that is one of the wealthiest families in the world, can look in the eyes of its workers, let alone the children of those workers, and say, we don't want to pay you a little bit more so you can live a bit above poverty. We don't want to give you health care benefits so you don't have to worry if you or your family members get sick. That is a moral value that they make. Or I should say, the lack of moral values that they have.
Let me ask.
Really is telling about this company.
And let me ask you about this, because I think that this is something that a lot of people don't know about, that Walmart's empty stores are blighting communities.
Well, what ends up happening is, see, this is part of what, you know, they refer to as the kind of, divide and conquer, cannibalization strategy, however you want to put it. What ends up happening is Walmart goes in. They're not just happy, mind you, with opening one or two stores. The goal of the company is to actually dominate an entire market area. So they will open stores literally next to each other in some cases, within miles. And what they will do in the process is drive all of those other surrounding businesses out. Once that happens, they close the older store that is not as profitable and leave the one store. Now you have this one big empty Walmart area. And then you have all the businesses, whether it's in the downtown or other parts of the city, that have been decimated and are not coming in, because no one can directly compete with Walmart because of the way they do business. So you have this blight, this sprawl that emerges that ends up having a terribly negative effect on the community.
Walmart desecrates sacred grounds?
Well, in terms of, you know, this is based on where they opened Walmart stores in Mexico on sacred ground, historical ground. And this is a reflection of this company in terms of how they do business.
Mexico, California, and as well as Hawaii, had violated state law dealing with the protection and the preservation of human remains.
Right. I mean, this is the part that I think is, you know, so amazing to me is, it's not just one area that you can say, oh, this company's just bad in this. You know, what we say is this is a company that's an equal opportunity offender. They will, any concern that you have, if you're a conservative, they're going to offend you with what they do. If you're a liberal, they're going to offend you with what they do. If you're a moderate or independent, they're going to offend you with what they do. This is the problem with this company. If they literally go almost out of their way to cross every line, because that is how they do business. It's how they gain a competitive advantage in the marketplace. I mean, I'll give you a small example. They're facing the largest gender discrimination lawsuit in U.S. history.
No, in the history of the world. In the history of the biggest class of people in the history of the world.
Right. Over 2 million women that are suing this company for discrimination. 2 million women. You know, one of the lead plaintiffs is an African-American woman who worked at this company for years, got paid a different pay than someone who had worked, a man that had worked at the company the same amount of time. And this was found to be commonplace across the company. Well, that's how they offer you low prices. Mm. If they can get out of their way of giving equal pay for equal work, that gives them an advantage in the marketplace. If they can make workers work off the clock, which they've done, you had a $172 million claim that was filed against them, and the jury awarded to plaintiffs in California because they were not being paid for their lunch breaks. Can you imagine that you work, 8 hours a day, and you get legally mandated, you get an hour for lunch, and they don't pay you for it?
And we have to take a break here. I'm talking to Chris Kofinas. He's the communication director with WakeUpWalmart.com, joining us from Washington, D.C. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Wake Up Walmart, Wake Up Call. Seems appropriate. I'll be back. Stay with me.
All this love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, greatest love I've ever known, won't you be here?
register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Washington. Last Thursday, the Bush administration released a position paper that states America now has a doctrine of preemptive war. That means the country is reserving the right to attack any place at any time that leadership determines is an imminent threat or a potential threat, even if such a nation has not taken any measurable hostile action toward the United States. This National Security Strategy document says this is an exercise of our inherent right of self-defense. Some analysts, however, see this as another piece in the puzzle to justify a strike against Iran, whom President Bush has already referred to as part of the world's axis of evil. The president says this strategy is a reflection of his administration's obligation to protect the security of the American people. And Dateline New York. Weather disasters are not the only things reshaping some American cities. High-priced housing is starting to squeeze middle-class families right out of urban areas. Researchers say a middle-class flight is currently underway on both the East and West coasts. In San Francisco, for example, over half of the first responders, nurses, and teachers live outside the city limits of San Francisco because median housing prices there are nearly $800,000. During the 1990s, that city lost nearly half of its black children, with another 15% reported gone in the first 5 years of this century. City government has responded there with some incentive programs to keep people inside the Golden Gate City, things like a working family tax credit, free preschooling, and health insurance for people less than 24 years old, but so far it's failed to stem the tide of flight. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
After two very successful tours through the U.S. and Canada, the Flying Dutchman André Rieu and his fabulous Johann Strauss Orchestra are back for a series of unforgettable and romantic concerts. Enjoy an evening filled with delightful opera, light opera, and musical melodies with classical music and compelling waltzes, with funny and touching moments, but above all, with lots of romance. This will be a night to always remember, so be there.
André Rieu, in concert, April 26th at Savas Center. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or call 314-241-1888.
Don't miss this. André Rieu, the man who brings classics to the world. Get your tickets soon and let André Rieu, the world-famous King of Waltz, take you on a musical journey like never before.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Father, stop criticizing your son. Mother, please leave your daughters alone. Don't you see that's what's wrong? Everybody wants somebody to be their own piece of clay.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Chris Kofinas, Communications Director with WakeUpWalmart.com, joining us from Washington, D.C. And Chris, I'd like to talk about Walmart and child labor laws. Is it so bad that they're violating child labor laws, too? Chris?
Repeatedly. And if you can imagine, Walmart actually sat down at the table and wrote the deal that would give them a 15-day, basically, warning period before the government went in to inspect the stores. Now, that has recently ended. But if you can imagine, then that's within the United States, mind you.
We're not in Indochina. We are here in the United States, where they're violating child labor laws.
Yeah, they violated child. They were cited in three states, and in Connecticut they were cited twice because they had evidently didn't learn their lesson. And then internationally, their record is what it is. I mean, they've changed. They talk about how they've hired independent inspectors.
Wait a minute. In Maine, there were 1,436 violations of child labor laws.
It's unbelievable.
1,436 violation of child labor laws. And child labor laws meaning that they're hiring children to work in their stores.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, that document was based on an internal memo where they just surveyed a fraction of their employees. And what they found was numerous violations. And then what was so ironic about that document was then leaked to the New York Times. And then Walmart actually said that the survey that was done by them was not legitimate. it wasn't an accurate representation of the reality.
You go with what you got. That was all they
had.
That's all they had. Nuh-uh. That's all they had was nuh-uh. And in terms of the whole union piece, we haven't spoken about that. Walmart closes down stores. It closes down departments. It closes down everything that has the U word in it.
Yeah, they're an incredibly anti-union company.
Well, I guess so. If you're hiring children, if you're paying women less than
men. The last thing you want is anyone actually, that's going to make sure that you change and that you're held responsible. The recent couple examples are in Texas where the meat cutters unionized. Walmart actually closed the whole division across the country of meat cutters. In Quebec, Canada, when the Walmart store in Yonkier, Quebec, voted to unionize, Walmart actually just shut the store down and said, this wasn't a profitable store.
Mm.
It's the way this company does business. It's why what we're doing, there are two paths to changing this company. One, obviously, workers would be able to unionize, organize, protect themselves collectively. It is very difficult to do that with this company, and it's very difficult to do that, to be frank about it, with the Bush administration and the way they control the Labor Department. It's very, very complex and difficult to do. But the other thing
Wait a minute. How does the Bush's Labor Department factor into Walmart getting away with doing this?
Because in terms of the National Labor Relations Board, which is the board that basically you bring workers' violations to, in terms of whether workers are trying to unionize and the company is crossing the line. When it comes to the Bush White House and the Bush Labor Department, let me put it this way. They are no friend of labor, and they're never going to be a friend of labor. And when it comes to, supporting corporations in their ability to keep unions out and to prevent their workers from exercising the democratic right to organize, Walmart couldn't have a better friend than than George Bush in the White House. Mm-hmm. And that's just a sad reality. And that, I think, can change if the Democrats are able to take back the White House in 2008 and able to take back the Congress. I mean, I think you're going to see, a better path to where, you know, labor rules start going back to actually protecting workers instead of what they're doing now to corporations.
Chris, can you give us an example of one particular labor rule that is not being followed or is kind of being ignored or winked at and not being enforced with Walmart right now, with this Labor Department right now?
Yeah, I mean, one of the best examples is the investigations of their, you know, their anti-worker abuses in terms of, you know, in terms of whether workers have tried to organize. I mean, you have to file a claim with the NLRB investigation, and those literally can take years. I mean, part of the difficulty here with trying to, you know, to organize the workers and what was so difficult about it in the past is the rules and the laws and the bureaucracy that is in place right now does not protect the workers, does not give them the ability to organize without an undue burden. And that's the unfortunate part about this, which is why what we're doing in terms of building a grassroots campaign to build as much public and political pressure on this company is so important.
Well, what do you want? We have 2 minutes left here. What do you want people to do? They go to your website, walmart.com.
There's a couple things they can do. They can sign up to, you know, one is sign up and become part of the Wake Up Walmart campaign. It's very easy to go to wakeupwalmart.com and sign on. Two is to start talking about this with their friends, their family. You know, this is the way you build a grassroots campaign, as you know, the way that you actually affect change and you change this country and change corporations is by starting the discussion and start spreading the truth and the facts about the negative impact this company is having. And they have an incredibly negative impact. And I think the third and the most important thing is that listeners and people out there need to realize what enormous power and leverage they have over this company. I know there are some people that are going, listen, you know, I don't make a lot of money. I have no other choices. I have to go to Walmart. And, you know, and I understand that people will rationalize it that way. What they should understand is that, you know, whether you're African American, Hispanic, white, whatever it might be, you have enormous leverage over this company. And if you choose to go there, all you have to do to balance it is go up to the Walmart manager and say, listen, I don't like how you treat your employees. I don't like how your company is treating its employees in the community. You better start changing because I may change my mind if you don't. That, if they heard that across the country, let alone and then we took it to the next level where we actually pressure this company in various areas, healthcare, in environment, whatever it might be, that will make this company more responsible. They will respond to the American people. They have no choice. The American people have enormous power and leverage over Walmart. They can change this company. By changing this company, they can change America, and they can change it for the better.
And that's what
this campaign is all about.
And that has to be the last word. WakeUpWalmart.com. Chris Kofinas, thank you so much.
Anytime.
All right, now. Listen, folks, Liz Brown, Wake Up Call, back with Mondays at 9. This is a very important show. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
Another thing that Congress is
the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. She stunned a nation when she admitted to killing her 5 children, drowning them one by one in the family's bathtub. Andrea Yates was later convicted. That conviction was overturned. Now the Texas woman is heading back to trial. KTRH reporter Bonnie Petrie has the story.
Andrea Yates' attorney, George Parnams, asked the judge to hold off with a motion for continuance.
And that motion alleges the unavailability of a couple of key witnesses in this case.
Parnams says Yates is prepared should the judge decline.
Although additional time, it could only benefit Andrea to be mentally reinforced to withstand the emotions of the trial.
And Texas legal expert Chris Ritico says the judge can't just brush off this request.
Well, I think the court is going to have to give some deference to whether or not his witnesses can be present for trial.
If it doesn't, jury selection begins today. Bonnie Petrie, ABC News, Houston.
This is the third anniversary of the start of the Iraq War. President Bush is heading to Ohio with a progress report. ABC's Ann Compton is with him.
President Bush knows Americans are concerned. This is no mission accomplished tone today. In his words, the president salutes the American lives lost and tells Iraqi to speed up their civilian government.
Iraqis are also concerned, especially the nation's new soldiers.
We visited with a lot of Iraqi security forces this morning, and many of them
said they didn't have enough weapons, they didn't have enough equipment. Some of them didn't even have enough food.
ABC's Martha Raddatz in Baghdad. Now, that is not a smart thing to do. That's the sound of somebody trying to drive their car down a flooded street in a Dallas suburb. The area has received up to 10 inches of rain over the weekend. This is the first day of spring, but it feels more like winter in parts of the plains. South Dakota, Colorado, and Nebraska have at least a foot of snow. Parts of I-80 are shut down. The damage is serious. Thousands may be homeless, but Australian officials say there are only minor injuries so far after a cyclone slammed into the northeastern part of the continent. This is ABC News.
This is a test of your cell phone. Does it look at you openly, answer you honestly? Or is it full of nasty surprises at bill time? Does it gloat because you're under contract? Maybe it's time for something new. Something clear, simple, and uncomplicated. Net10. At Net10, there's no contract, no commitment, and one low rate. Just 10 cents a minute, anytime, anywhere in the country. We're so sure you'll fall in love with Net10. We'll give you 300 minutes free, a $30 value when you activate your Net10 phone. So get to your nearest Target and partner with a phone you can trust.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. I was in Walmart the other day and asked the pharmacist about it. She told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled all of my prescriptions. No hassle, no problem. It was just that easy. I've got better things to do than deal with confusing prescription details, so from here on in, I'm going to Walmart or Sam's Club pharmacy for my Medicare prescriptions.
Donald Trump has a new little dividend. The billionaire developer's wife, Melania, gave birth to a baby boy today. They haven't picked out a name yet. This is Trump's fifth child, his wife's first. A NASCAR driver is speeding his way into the history books.
Bill Lester is quick to make an important distinction.
It's not about race, it's about racing.
Lester is the first African-American to qualify for the NASCAR circuit in 20 years.
I just didn't take no for an answer.
His speed of more than 190 miles an hour around the track got him into NASCAR's highest level. So did, he says, to other minorities, NASCAR's attitude.
This is an open door. You know, NASCAR has rolled out the red carpet. It's up to them to walk on it.
Or drive on it. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Well, it certainly sounded like a good idea. Hold a party, raise some money to bail a friend out of jail. Dozens of teens gathered at an American Legion Hall in Pelham, New Hampshire. They paid cash for the beer. Now they're in jail, too. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Here's an update of WGNU News. This report is brought to you by the Air National Guard. I'm Peyton Colson. Beginning today, St. Louis County residents will have more convenient options for applying for concealed weapons permits. St. Louis County Police Lieutenant Chris Stocker says the new procedure will allow people to go to police substations to apply and pick up their permits instead of having to go to department headquarters.
The entire thrust of this was an attempt to make the application process itself more convenient as far as the application is concerned. Obviously, there's still qualifications that are necessary for St. Louis County residents to have before they're given an approval.
Applicants will need to bring identification and a non-refundable $10 application fee. Most precincts offer extended hours for citizens, and several are open 24 hours a day. The summer season will be significantly different at Johnson's Shut-In State Park. An announcement was made at a public meeting recently. There will be no swimming or camping at the park this year. Sue Holst, a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, explains.
When we say access to the park, we're talking mainly about an opportunity for people to come into the park and see what happened and see what is there now. So this may include something like a driving tour, possibly with interpretation.
Johnson Shut-Ins is scheduled to reopen for Memorial Day weekend. Much of the park was destroyed and sediment contaminated by the Black River after the Tomsock Reservoir breach in December. And in Wentzville, the Wentzville Board of Aldermen will decide on a controversial plan tonight to expand the community's existing Walmart into a supercenter. City Administrator Andy McGowan denies accusations from organized labor leaders that Mayor Paul Lambie is trying to limit public access to the meeting by scheduling it at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock.
We're having it at a very large facility, one of the larger public facilities we could find to accommodate people. We've posted it. We've posted it at 10 different locations in the city. We've posted it at the school district, at the city hall, 10 other locations. We've called the newspapers. We call the union. We call Walmart. So everybody's been notified that the meeting's going to be held. I don't know what else we can do.
Lambie was unavailable for comment. The special meeting will be held in the cafeteria of the Wentzville Middle School. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by the Air National Guard. Job description: guarding America and defending freedom. The Air National Guard is looking for someone just like you. Great training and college benefits available. Call 1-800-GO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Eastbound 70 at Earth City Expressway, there is an accident that's been cleared, but traffic's still easing. Southbound 170 at Page, there's an accident, and traffic jams all the way through 70. Eastbound 40 at K, look for an overturned vehicle. In both directions, Skinker at Forest Park Parkway, the roadway is now reopened after the paving project is complete. In both directions, Carondelet at 55, look for road construction there. Right lane is closed. Shoto is closed from Van Deventer all the way into 39th to rebuild bridges and roadway. The eastbound exit ramp from 64 on the Shoto is closed permanently. And southbound County Highway A from Highway 100 through Strudeman, look for road construction there, as well as Old Halls Ferry between Dunn Road and Whisper Lake Road. They're looking at widening the roadway there. Eastbound Illinois at 158 and 64, look for bridge maintenance operations going on there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Drive into Sonic on Tuesday nights for half-price burgers. That's right. Tuesday night, get a classic half-price burger for half the price from 5 p.m. till close. It's not just a good deal. It's Sonic good. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 6 p.m. this evening till 12 p.m. Tuesday. Otherwise, rain and snow likely this afternoon. No snow accumulations or sleet accumulations are expected. The high will be in the mid-40s, but temperatures will be falling this afternoon. Rain, sleet, and snow are possible this evening. Total accumulation is expected to be around 2 inches this evening. The low should be in the lower 30s. For Tuesday, look forward to snow likely, and the accumulation should be around 1 inch. Total snow accumulation is expected no more than 3 inches. The high will be in the mid-30s. For Tuesday evening, mostly cloudy, colder with a low in the upper 20s. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 40. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 40 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 40 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. I'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon it.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, young sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not let hope kill
to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. I apologize. Our guest for this hour for Mondays at 9, Cassandra Pybus, author of Epic Journeys of Freedom, Runaway Slaves of the American Revolution and Their Global Quest for Liberty. She will not be able to join us this morning. We've had difficulty getting a hold of her, so hopefully we'll be able to have her on. It's really kind of an amazing book, Epic Journeys of Freedom. But that's okay. That means that we have open lines for discussion and communication and issues. So I want to encourage you to give me a call at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-800-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. I cannot help but think back on 3 years ago, all of the lies we were told, all of the things that were brought to us. When I say things, I'm not saying because my vocabulary doesn't allow for enough word choice. It's because things is the best word to describe all that was brought to us to encourage some peace-loving Americans, some people that are nice people, to allow themselves to be talked into, scared into, embracing this awful, wicked war. And these are amazing times. We were told that there were weapons of mass destruction. There weren't, and they knew there weren't. We were told that there was going to be a mushroom cloud like Hiroshima. There wasn't, and they knew there wasn't going to be. We were told that they were trying to get weaponry from Africa. They weren't, and they knew they weren't. We were told that we need to strike them because they're fixing to strike us. They weren't, and they knew that they weren't. We were told that the reason we're being spied on is because they're trying to get the terrorists. They're not. They're not. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yeah, this is Al.
Yes, Al.
And I like to do like you do. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I like to run people, you know, business. Like, you know, playing their day and so forth. Now, Bush, when he talked and he have reporters, I guess he, you know, pick them out. Pick the ones out that he, that agree with him. And he didn't, then he wouldn't pick somebody like you.
No.
Yeah, because.
No.
And the same, and you do the same thing. When I try to correct you about being respectful and cutting, you know, you let me talk and then you cut me off and then you won't even come back and you just ramble on.
You're going to whine all through this conversation?
Yeah.
Are you going to whine? Well, nobody wants to hear you whine. People want to hear people talking about issues.
No,
if you have a criticism of me,
yeah,
write me a letter. Don't come on and whine about it.
You're whining.
Like, give us something specific. Then don't listen. Then don't listen. You like what Bush is doing? Are you happy with what George Bush is doing? Are you happy with what George Bush is doing? Answer yes or no. Simple question. Answer it.
I don't know what he's doing.
All right. Well, then you haven't been listening to the show. If you're in the classroom, you're a F student. Because I've given you enough information to have an opinion, an informed opinion about Bush. And what you want to do is come and whine about me. Go home. Study. Don't try to act like you're in the AP class, because you're not. You're not. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I'm hearing this morning on the news that Bush wants his preemptive strike rights. They strike any country. You know, in the 1930s, Hitler looked at Poland as a threat, and he struck it. Austria, Czechoslovakia. The names are just different, but this guy's doing the same actions. And Hitler struck these people who hadn't done anything to him. And it's a paranoia of some kind, I think. He looks around and he says, oh, that country over there might get me. Well, this country over here might get me. And he just keeps throwing these countries out.
What is frightening? Well, let me just ask
you
this.
Yes, ma'am, it's frightening.
Let me just ask you this. Would your parents have approved, or would your boss approve, or would would you be able to defend yourself? Your Honor, I hit him because I thought he was going to hit me.
Exactly. You put that in very good terms.
You know, your parents aren't going to let you.
No judge would uphold that.
No, because particularly when they look back and said, well, the reason you said you're going to hit him is because you said he had weapons of mass destruction. Well, you knew he didn't have weapons of mass destruction.
Well, this is why I always akin this Republican administration. They've captured the Republican Party. This is why I always akin them to Nazi Germany. The administration is falling for this. And this is what, if you look at Bush's eyes and you look at Hitler's eyes, they've got that same look in them. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what kind of insanity it is, but it's some kind of insanity. One more quick thing and I'll get off here. I keep hearing about people calling to pray for our troops, which is perfectly all right. It should be prayed for. But is anyone praying for the poor children and the women and the families over there that are being massacred?
I had a guest
crippled?
On earlier this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, and it was, she did such a fabulous job of putting the human voice to the devilment that's being wrought in Iraq.
When these yes, ma'am. Well, I'm sorry.
Dr. Zaidan, she did that, and. The reason why many Americans have such a difficult time with that is because we are so isolated and we are so historically illiterate and we are so emotionally detached from any people that aren't Americans and don't look like you.
Yeah, but they feel just like we do. They hurt.
Yes, they do. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Mike.
How you doing, young lady?
I'm outstanding.
I'm sorry for my telephone because you're really laying it down with that particular conversation. I think one of the things that would also bring a lot of things to the light, if they would show the development that is being done over there with our tax money, the new schools that are being built, the housing that's being built, the fire station, the police departments that they're building in another country and not that they're tearing down here.
Well, to hear the doctor we had on this morning, Dr. Zaidan, talk about there aren't any new schools that are being built. Now they have money to build them, but there aren't new schools being built. There are buildings. She talked about her organization where she has 500 widows. 500 widows. Children are not going to school. She sat on the show and she cried about the fact that every day when she says goodbye to her children, when they go off, these are older children and try to get to university, they say goodbye because they may think that they think that they're never going to see each other again. What a horrible way to live. They are not building new things for the Iraqi people over there. She said that.
Okay, thank you.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yeah. My turn, Riz?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, listen. Tell that guy that was arguing with you, tell him to get his own show. There's a woman that does you like that, too. Anyway, I wanted to ask, are you going to talk about the details on Choir Seamers? Tell these people they have to give back that money. I cried, Liz. Mm-hmm. How could they possibly do that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's inhuman.
It is.
That's inhuman.
It is awful.
Those people are already stressed in the middle of a situation.
That's right.
They don't tell them they have to give the money back.
It's awful. It is
awful. And then they wonder why America's getting punished like they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're getting.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you for being there.
All right, Kathy. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Don't forget that I am archived every day at WhiteRoseSociety.org, WhiteRoseSociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. Before I talk about the subject that I called to talk about, I just wanted to comment on the caller who said about getting in folks' business. I've always heard you say to take care of your own business or run your business.
You know,
I've never heard you.
Whatever. What'd you call for, Miss Christine?
Well, I want to talk about Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And your guest that was on, he made the point of that consumers, they have a lot of power, and they could actually put Walmart out of business if they wanted to. And I wholly agree. But I tell you something I saw that I thought was despicable. I saw union members and their families shopping at Walmart, and I thought that was just totally despicable. I mean, for any union member and their families to be shopping at Walmart the way Mark feels about the unions, it's unspeakable. And also, I want to say that at your supermarkets, the consumer, they have a lot of power because it takes me an hour longer to shop because I'm trying to find produce, frozen goods, and other packaged goods that's manufactured in the United States. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have imports in the store, but as a consumer, I should have the choice to buy American goods if I want to. I used to love to buy the apricots from California because I love apricots, and now you don't have a choice. They're all they're called Mediterranean products, and you don't have a choice. And I think in America, it's all about choice.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I shop at Whole Foods, because they tell you wherever the fruits and the vegetables come from, and they tell you the country of origin, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. You should have that kind of choice. Thanks for
your time. I tell you, Liz, it's gotten so bad that in the frozen foods that the American products has a little flag on there, and it's so hard to find. You need to stand there and read. Who wants to do that? You should have a choice to go there and find at least a choice of American products or produce.
Thank you, Christine. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Are you Al?
Yes, I'm Al.
All right.
Listen, me and you talked about this a long time ago. You know, when this war first started and we were talking about let's go to war with Iraq, waving our flag. But people didn't realize the cost and the death that was going to be involved in a war. And America, you are right, is just so distant. They couldn't possibly understand that if a war came over here, thousands and millions would die. They just can't understand what it's like. You know, everything being blown up around you. And we, the United States, pick on certain countries. But Bush was asked, I believe, last week, do he view China as a threat? And he said everything and beat around the bush and say, no, they're a good trade partner.
Now, they're a dictatorship, right?
Right. He powers very well. When that question was asked of him, and he stuttered and beat around the bush. Yes, they are a threat, but will we attack them?
But no. So was Iraq. I mean, so Iraq is a good business partner, too. Do they have oil, don't they? They're biz. China has cheap goods that Americans buy, and Iraq has oil that Americans need and buy. So, you know.
Who would attack China that got 1 billion people?
Thanks for your call.
All right.
The 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Willie.
Yes, good afternoon. Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you, dear, for having such a beautiful program on.
Thank you.
I enjoyed both of them, the lady from Iraq.
Wasn't she amazing?
Oh, my God. And as we speak, George Bush is traveling, I think, to like 3 different cities in America.
Speechifying.
The encouragement of the progress that we have made. I just wished America would wake up and looking at the his ratings drop as they are, perhaps some of them are waking up.
It feels that way. I mean, we're starting to see more and more Americans. I think one of the ways that some people have to get connected to this issue is they've got to hurt some way themselves.
Yes.
And that's what's happening. Americans are hurting in a whole lot of ways.
Yes.
And they're feeling the cost of it.
But, Lev, you know, you have said from day one, this wasn't any good. That George Bush is just not going to do the right thing or not, and I want to know why, and I hate to worry these people, but I'm basically talking about the majority of white people who have so much trust in this man and who are tearing their country down. Leo, you keep up the good work, dude. You just do so much for me, and I know a lot of people who feel the same way that I do.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Mildred, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm just fine. I hear people keep saying, now pray for your enemies. Now, wait just a moment, Liz. In the White House, we have Satan and his imps. Why in the world would I pray for them? I would never do that. And anyone who has ever read the book of Psalms knows very well that King David did not always pray for his enemies. He prayed to God to deliver him from his enemies, regardless of who it was. And all this old milly talk about pray for your enemies, I don't pray for Satan. Thank you, Liz.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. My number here is 1-877. I see you all on the line. You need to get to me at 454-0400 or 1-877-920-WGNU. I'll be back.
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo. Si vas a donde quiera, no me quedo atrás, porque quiero amarte más y más. ¿Para dónde vas, muchacha? ¿Para dónde vas hoy?
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends
on it. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Over 3,000 children in the St. Louis metropolitan area need quality foster parenting and stable homes. Foster families can provide the building blocks necessary in establishing positive patterns of behavior for children. Urban Behavioral Health Care Institute is looking for caring individuals interested in serving as a link to permanent family living. If you or someone you know is interested in becoming a foster parent or family, visit urbanbehav.com or call 314-577-5000. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Homeowners, are you looking for a way to cut your bills, to save more of your money, to lower your interest rates? Then take advantage of an asset you already have. It's your home. And if you're like most homeowners who want to cut their expenses, one phone call can unlock a huge savings opportunity. Just call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Listen to this. Quicken Loans can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% or eliminate your credit card debts with a low-rate home equity loan. Call 800-308-0133. With over 150 loan products, the money-saving experts at Quicken Loans can help you cut your expenses. Spend just a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans, and they can cut your mortgage payments up to 35%. Call 800-308-0133. 800-308-0133. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans. 800-308-0133.
Does life just seem to happen to you? No plan, no direction? If it does, you're not alone. Join two life coaches, Sandy and Bobby, for an exciting and fun hour of learning how to create the designed life. We'll talk about principles of success, we'll take your calls, and provide coaching to help you achieve the life you desire. Tune in Monday nights at 9 p.m. to The Designed Life on WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free. And swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm
not. You won't find no one else like me. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Don't forget, archive daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. That's right, archive daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. And also streamed every single day at WGNU.net, LizBrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Barbara.
Good morning, Liz. Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Great. I wanted to call and say it just
so saddened me to hear about the young lady that you had as your guest. I imagine that's hell on earth.
Yes, yes.
That's so terrible.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, Liz, had you ever thought of the comparison of the Vikings and the neo-Nazis and the current administration, the Vikings, that's capital V, 900 B.C., lifestyles.com. You can find some very interesting similarities.
All right now. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hello, Liz?
Yes, Michelle.
Hi. As you know, there's currently about five really conservative justices on the Supreme Court. Now, it's rumored, of course, that Mr. Bush will get appointed at least one more and maybe two more. Now, not to worry, though. That's only good for about 25 or 30 years that you'll see these justices doing the will of the people, you know, in the court. But are you familiar with the current case that's being argued there upholding the partial birth abortion law?
Which case are you talking or referring to?
Well, the partial birth.
Well, there are a number of cases that are in front of the Supreme Court dealing with that. Which one are you talking about?
There's only one like that, Liz.
Which one are you referring to, Michelle? Give us some details, darling.
The partial birth.
That's all you got? That's all you got? Because laws are dealing with...
That's what it's called. Now,
what are the details?
Is that infanticide?
Michelle, what are the details of the issue that is before the Supreme Court? What is the issue?
Well, the law has been passed that it's illegal to use this abortion procedure. It's gone to the Supreme Court now to decide whether this law shall stand.
No, it's always far more complicated than that, Michelle. So what's your question, darling? What's your question?
Do you think that babies should be killed in the eighth and ninth month?
Well, here's the thing that I think.
Let them be killed.
No, I'm going to answer my question, not you. So just be patient. Just be patient, okay?
I heard a siren in the back. You don't have to chase it, do you?
Why? Is that your mama out there behind it?
Well, maybe.
Okay,
but all right.
Well, then hold on.
Hold on
just for a second, Michelle, because you're really... Well, actually, maybe I should just let you go because you're really showing the meaning of that whole compassionate conservative thing.
Uh-huh.
So maybe I'll just... Go ahead. Say some more crummy stuff. Go ahead.
No, I just thought you had to go.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I know you got more in you than that. Come on. Come on with it. Come on.
No, I went to...
Because
this
compassionate conservative thing is just kind of overwhelming, so keep going.
Well,
is that
what
all
I was
you
trying
got?
To say is they do abort partially. They have to turn the baby in the womb, bring it out,
and
then
destroy
the child.
Here's the thing that is so interesting, and the challenge that comes to a lot of people to evaluate people like you that talk about how important life is, and when you talk, you really show that it's more about politics than it is about life. The fascinating thing is that the same administration that revs people up like you, the same administration that counts on mindless people like you to follow their will, is an administration that through their FDA is allowing a business, pesticide businesses to be specific, pesticides businesses to be specific, to test pregnant women. Now, if you are really concerned about babies being turned around in the womb, babies coming out the wrong way, babies being killed, babies being affected negatively by the actions of man and not nature, then it seems to me that you would be an administration that would be four square and against allowing a chemical company, a pesticide company, to test on babies. To test on babies in the womb and test on babies outside of the womb. This has never been done before. So the interesting thing to thinking people like myself is when we hear people give shots at, talk about how much they love life and flip shots out to people. First of all, you're inconsistent with loving life because you're a mean person. And then secondly, you're not about life because if you were about life, you would be appalled at an administration that would allow this to happen. Indeed, I submit to you that You would be the first person on your political bandwagon howling at the moon if Bill Clinton had allowed his EPA to experiment on pregnant women. This is not, you're not about the life of the child. You're about the politics. You're about the politics of this. And the proof and point is the howling that was done, how many people hopped on the back of Terri Schiavo. And you know what? Most Americans found that offensive. Most Americans found that offensive because it is. This isn't about life as much as you would like it to be. This is about politics. And that's a shame, because I would love to have a discussion about life. But we're never going to have it from people like that. How dare I love life, you know, and then there's a screw you somewhere in there. So, tell me which part of life that you love. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask you and get your opinion on a couple of things going on in the film world. WashU is having an African Film Festival starting, I believe, Thursday through next Sunday. I wasn't aware if you were aware of that. They're African filmmakers. Their films are going to be highlighted.
No, I was not.
It starts Thursday through Sunday. I didn't think I heard it on your broadcast. So I wanted to ask you, is there a possibility that you could have someone to talk about that?
We'll see what I can do.
Okay, there is a website and
okay.
All that.
Well, you can leave that for me, or you can email that to me.
I'll email it to
okay.
you. The American has the information in it as well. Also, this new documentary that's out called Why We Fight.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that?
I have seen it. It's a fabulous one.
It's
wonderful.
I haven't seen it, but I wanted to get your opinion.
It's
I know
wonderful.
It talks about the industrial war complex. And
it's a fabulous
a
film.
A lot of the things you talk about. So.
It's a fabulous film.
Okay, I'll make sure to see it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Is this for Lavinia?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Listen, the lady was talking about praying for the enemy, and what she said about David was true. But Jesus said in Matthew 5:44 that we should pray for our enemies. So I hope she reads that. Now, the next thing, I was tuned in late. I didn't hear the lady from Iraq. Is it possible that I could get a copy of that portion of the program?
Sure. You can call the station, and they can have have that for you.
Okay. I think that would be good, because that need to be published.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right. Also, you can find it at whiterosesociety.org, too. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. 1-877-920-WGNU. I got to show my face.
To register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. Another major government contractor, the Carlyle Group, is looking into the possibility of buying the operations of some American ports on the heels of the debate over the acquisition of 6 U.S. ports by a Middle East company. Although Dubai Ports World has agreed to transfer control of the ports to an American entity, the Carlyle Group says it has no interest in getting into the middle of that issue. The new public infrastructure group it is forming seeks to engage in public and private partnerships with federal, state, and local governments to manage such projects as ports, transportation and water facilities, stadiums, airports, and bridges. And Dateline New York. Charge card giant Visa has introduced a prototype of a new payment format that uses the new radio frequency identification technology. It's about half the size of a credit card, and all you have to do is wave it near a sensor, much like the speed passes at some service stations. This comes shortly after a disclosure that a merchant that takes Visa charge payments could have had a security breach that compromised card account information. Visa has now alerted banks that may have customers who could be affected so that those institutions can monitor transactions for fraud. Federal investigators are continuing to look into the matter because the theft involves encrypted PIN codes as well as the keys for encryption needed to read them. This is one reason why the major credit card companies are pushing hard for this new method of payment, which would get away from PINs and encryption. An industry report indicates by the year 2015, most consumer payments will no longer involve cash transactions, and a good chunk of the new payment methods are expected to be conducted with cell phones. This is your wake-up call Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer. You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler, not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns, call your neighbors and let them know who to support, and if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon it.
A struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. Alonzo.
Good morning, my young sister in Christ, Miss Liz Brown. Hey, look here.
I'm getting ready to go into a ministry, ma'am, and the point of the matter is that I'm going to miss your beautiful voice in the morning time, ma'am.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, for the next 3 months, that's where I'll be at, and just laid on my heart heavy to do this. And I'm going to miss Miss Sweetie Pies. I was by there yesterday.
Did you tell her that you heard about it on my show?
Ma'am, you know what? Every time I go out by that Liz, I tell her that. And I say, Liz says she love you. And, ma'am, I was still in line, Liz. It was so crowded yesterday. I was still in line for 25 minutes.
And wow.
People were steady coming in like flies, ma'am. But every time I go there, I always mention your name.
Very good.
Miss Brown.
All right.
So, again, I'm going to always keep you in my heart as well as some of the callers, whether
right.
It's agreement or disagreement. But that's all right. It's just an opinion.
All right.
So God bless you. Now, I'm always love you always.
All right now.
Okay,
take
bye-bye.
Care of yourself. Be safe.
Yes, ma'am.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
If I make a comment about the run-up to the war.
Sure.
Not the liberation of Iraq. The yellow cape from Niger, now, at the African country. I almost jumped out my shoes when I first heard that because everyone knows who has a scintilla of intelligence that the only country in Africa who had enriched uranium and who had access to nuclear weapons was apartheid South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But they were never mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I that stupid, Miss Brown?
No, you're not.
You know, I mean, I'm just a middle-aged black man who's almost a senior citizen who reads several newspapers a day in his spare time and figured that one out.
The whole thing is that we have to look at the absence of honesty that has gotten us to the death that now exists. There wasn't any honesty in this administration in what the reasons that they told us. In fact, it was worse than not having any honesty. We also had a manipulation of our feelings going on. They manipulated the emotions that were coursing through the veins and the hearts and the minds of Americans after 9/11. They manipulated the honest fear that some people had. They manipulated the honest patriotism that some people had. And they manipulated the awful patriotism that other people had, and all for the same thing, to get support for an illegal, an immoral, and a needless war.
Right. My second comment quickly is that, and also in the run-up to the war by the neocons, a position was put forth that they were prepared, that America was prepared to take care of upwards to 400,000 to 500,000 Iraqi refugees to clothe, house, and feed them and sustain them during the incursion into Iraq. So I equal that out to what happened with Katrina in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
They were prepared to save 500,000 Iraqi refugees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. It's crazy out there.
It's madness.
Thanks
for your call. And the caller makes mention of Katrina in New Orleans. I'm reading a story, but it's kind of all of the stories that I'm getting in print are kind of vague. And I feel this whole welfare woman driving a Cadillac energy that's getting ready to course through the veins of those that are going to be championing the right of FEMA to go back and get money from these people. Now I have to do this in a compare and contrast way. Halliburton and their contract were charging $35 for a case of Coke. Charging us. You know? $35 for a case of Coke. They were charging $10 for face towels. They overcharge us, and it's not just Liz Brown that is saying this. It's also the Pentagon's internal accounting process that came out with an entire list of millions and millions and millions, and I don't have enough minutes to say all of the millions involved in this. But it's more millions than all of us will see in our own lives, okay? So it's lots and lots of money that Halliburton stole from the American taxpayer based upon the accounting assessment done by the Pentagon. And what did the Pentagon do when it was confronted with the incontrovertible stealing, overcharging, gouging, in any word, stealing, done by Halliburton? They paid them anyway. Okay. These people stole millions. How do we know they stole? Because the accounting firm with the Pentagon said so. Now, fast forward to, or just take a little walk on over to New Orleans. FEMA, who hasn't been able to get they haven't been able to get trailers for people to live in. Even though trailers are rotting in the mud in Arkansas, they haven't been able to get 50,000 trailers to people. They haven't been able to get, they weren't able to get water to people. They weren't able to get food to people. They weren't able to get resources to people. They're still screwing this thing up. So now FEMA, who screwed all of that up, these are people that took ICE and shipped it all across this country, every state in the union except Louisiana, and we paid millions of dollars for that. Now they've got their stuff together well enough that they've got the address of 50,000 people that they want some money back, some funky little check that they got. Ain't that some stuff? They want their funky little money back from these pitiful little checks that were late in coming to people anyway. Oh, no, they managed to do that. People don't have places to live. We paid millions of dollars for ICE that they shipped all across this country to every state but Louisiana. And still never got it to Louisiana, but we paid millions of dollars for that. Now they're sending out, if you received disaster assistance during the hurricane and you weren't really entitled, they want their money back, tens of thousands of people. You know what that is? This is, and trust me and believe me when I say this, you know what this is? This is the administration's way of fighting back with negative publicity. How do they do that? Because they're going to get all these right-wing, rabid, salivating, dope-taking, right-wing, smack-talking dope fiends out here to start banging the drums. See? People stealing from FEMA. People stealing from FEMA. What does that do? It beats back from their perspective. Anybody saying that we need to help the people in Katrina because they're going to try to paint the people that are the victims of Katrina as thieves. Oh, trust me. That's exactly what's going on here. Halliburton has been stealing hard for decades. But they have no problem with millions of dollars. Huh. They're getting ready to play you all. Act like a $1,000 check that somebody got that they weren't supposed to get. They're going to put out the army on that and millions of dollars worth of resources to get a $1,000 check back. Oh, and don't forget, even after Brownie got fired, he got paid. But they want their little funky checks back, huh? I'll be back to talk about that more tomorrow. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this end?
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Of the start of the Iraq War. ABC's Jessica Yellen says with public support for the war down, the president's message will be especially important.
He'll quote a letter from the city's grateful mayor, who calls American troops avenging angels sent by the God.